Phoenix Audio presents.
Anger, perhaps, of jubilation, of panic. Like that. Cut! What the hell is going on?
Get off the street!
Oh, hey, watch it! I'm trying to file a report here.
Smell that? Burning hair. The ground is opening up.
I'm working.
I wouldn't stay here if I were you. There's a hole in the road, and something's coming up out of it. Howling like a dog under a car. Oh.
She looked like she was about to lose control of her bladder, didn't she? Okay, ready to begin again. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. A shout, yes. And finally, silence. But in between, the great panorama. The triumphs, the casual atrocities, love, death. The spectacle of the world cut open. And of course, the next corner, children playing. The front door. Home. February. To the Westchester house of Samuel Kyle, lawyer, comes something smelling faintly of the abyss.
Did you hear that?
Nancy?
Leo's here. I'll give him a cup of coffee. Jesus, hold your horses, will ya?
Check what the weather's like out there today, okay, love? It feels like it's warming up.
Nancy Kyle, housewife, rules over her domain. The kitchen and the appliances, busying herself with the morning rituals, while Samuel readies his cheeks for a shave.
There's mud coming through the faucet.
He's 10 minutes early. I'm coming.
I can't shave with mud.
Come on in.
Give him a cup of coffee, will you, sweetie?
Wait, you're not Leo.
Make me a cup, too.
And who are you?
Court reporter. The court sent me to document the trial.
What trial? Sam, get in here! Sam! Get out, both of you.
But you just invited me in.
And I'll be quiet.
That's because I thought you were Leo.
Ah, the chauffeur? Well, I'm his replacement.
Oh, I didn't realize...
For today only. I'm very...
My husband's still shaving. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Thank you. I'd like that. I'll take it black and very sweet.
I'll fetch Sam.
Tell him to dress for Africa.
I beg your pardon?
By all means, beg it.
Africa? You are from the courts.
Not from any court you've ever heard of, no.
If you want to see my husband on business, then make an appointment.
No time, I'm afraid.
By all means, be afraid. Please leave.
With your husband, not before.
Now there's a noise in the pipes. It sounds like voices. Where's Leal?
Indisposed. My name is Verrier, at your service.
He's not from the court, Sam.
Please get dressed. Boots are appropriate.
He wants you to go to Africa.
He wants what?
I'll call the police.
And no need for an escort. We're flying.
Better an ambulance, Nancy.
Speed's essential.
Yeah, well, thanks for the invitation, but I can't manage Africa this morning.
I'm prepared for incredulity. I'm authorized to bind you.
Ugh. Good God!
Excuse me. Where did you learn that?
An old trick. Pulling a rope out of the throat works every time. Watch. and I shall bind you if you resist me.
There's no need.
What are you?
I think he means it, Sam.
Call the police, Nancy. Call the police! I'll call them if you won't.
Wise not to resist.
The rope.
You recognize it?
Something like it in dreams. Are you what I think you are?
Less than an angel, more than a man.
Be kind. He's used to being treated well. I pamper him.
We must be going. Where did he get to? Sam? Sam? Where are you?
Mrs. Kyle, may I ask you a few questions? At what point did you suspect?
Well, there is the smoke coming from his boots, and his glasses are constantly steamed up. You're not a court reporter, are you?
Of sorts.
What trial is it?
I think you know. You're accepting this very calmly.
Trivia annoys me. Dirty underwear left on the floor. This is merely cataclysmic.
Your husband could be going to a hideous death. Doesn't that make you feel...
My sister fell under a train. He could do worse?
I found him.
He just packed his suitcase without lifting a hand. What is he?
You'd better go with him.
Nancy!
No harm is going to come to you. You've been chosen from every appeal lawyer in the world as my master's advocate. We're going to what is being touted in certain circles as the greatest trial in history.
All right, back up a moment. Your master?
Your wife knows.
The devil, Sam.
Who?
You listen to me, Verrier. You bring him back intact, healthy, and happy, or he doesn't step out of this house.
You couldn't stop me.
I could make you very late.
Wait, we've got a dinner party tonight.
Cater for four. If he can't be back, I'll raise a friend to make up the quartet. Time to go.
A kiss, Sam?
I don't understand this.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm only going along with this for two reasons. One, it isn't happening. Two, I'm terrified.
Excuse the fingers.
What?
Undignified, but the best way to travel.
The demon Verrier clasps Samuel Kyle by the throat and lifts him up, his feet kicking, dangling off the ground.
Count to three.
One.
Up they leap, 3 miles in a single bound, through the clouds. The stratosphere is bright with ice and music, and the falls like lightning. Africa's below, and Lake Turkana, jade with stagnation, stinking in the sun.
Oh, God, what happened?
We traveled. We're in Africa now. You're okay.
No, it was cold this morning.
A primitive court has been assembled in this wretched, dusty wilderness. Chairs and tables, empty now, are scattered around, with umbrellas to keep the heat from cooking the contestants' brains. Underfoot is black sand.
Where are we?
Kenya. 60 miles east of where Eden stood.
It stinks.
So did Eden. Please follow. We must find our tents.
There's going to be a trial here.
It's his right.
But the heat...
It suits him.
No. You're not listening to me. I can't work in this heat. I get sunstroke in Seattle, for God's sake.
So much done, for God's sake. Mr. Kyle, you are the devil's advocate, whether you like it or not. Work, and maybe you'll eat with your wife tonight.
I've been bitten.
You shouldn't be so warm-blooded. Follow and take care. There are crocodile eggs buried in the sand.
Oh, my Lord, where are the mothers?
In the lake, wallowing. The meat's good, I hear. It tastes like... dragon.
Yuck, it sounds disgusting.
You'll have to try it. You might like it.
No, I don't think so. I won't eat frog's legs, so...
Thank you. I shouldn't have
worn heels. How was I supposed to know?
Catherine Lamb and Jane Thanks. Beck, lawyers for the prosecution, wander about, lost, and scarcely better dressed for this ordeal than Samuel Kyle. Jane is younger and prettier, in spite of her best efforts. Jane carries the books and files and stumbles in the sand.
Is all Africa this empty, Kate?
The Turkana live here on the shore, apparently.
I see nothing and more nothing.
You'll know them when you see them. They go stark naked. The men consider themselves properly dressed as long as their foreskins are not peeled back.
Are we in any danger?
Not unless we try and convert them.
Not from them, from the defendant.
How would I know? We're prosecuting the devil, Jane. There's no precedent that I know of.
We could be murdered.
It's a possibility. But who could resist the chance to grind his face into the ground?
You're so confident.
You have some objection to that? Why? Because I'm here out of ambition? Because I'm not playing the lawyer impartial to my toes?
If I wanted impartiality, I wouldn't come to you for it. But I'm here, aren't I?
Yes.
Besides, I've researched him. His life, his times. And you know what I think? When it comes down to it, he's an unexotic thug like all the others you put behind bars. 5,000 years old, but a thug.
I hope you're right. And won't they point us out when this is over? Won't everyone see us and say, they prosecuted the devil himself?
As long as we can hear them 6 feet under.
This is a court of law, Jane.
Oh, is it? You surprise me.
Maybe a little primitive.
A little? The only entertainment we have between sessions is watching the locals play with their foreskins.
What's your point?
He chose this place, Kate. He wanted to be tried here, in this filth, in this air. Why? A bit of a puzzle, isn't it? What happens to a thing that's lived 5,000 years? What's beyond the wisdom of Methuselah? Decadence. A slow descent back into the mud. I think the law looks a little insubstantial out here. I think it looks like words.
Do you want to go home?
Does that matter right now?
I don't want...
you to go? Please, say it.
I don't want you to go.
I won't. Besides...
besides?
Ridiculous, but I have the strangest feeling I'll never be home again. That I'm in some departure lounge with a one-way ticket.
Kate? Kate Lamb? Is that you?
Yes.
Hennessy. George Hennessy. Law school. You remember me?
Of course.
Amazing to see you. Clerking, are you?
Prosecuting, actually.
Kate.
Jane Beck, my colleague.
Oh, delighted.
We were at law school together.
Happier days.
What are you doing here?
Prurient interest. Never seen a massacre firsthand before. I'm sorry you're prosecuting. You can't win, of course.
Not a hope in hell?
He's unpredictable.
Are you trying to scare us off?
Even if you had evidence worth a damn, which you don't.
We've got enough to sink him.
Jane.
Witnesses, testimonies.
What's it worth?
What's it worth?
Name your price. A straight deal. I take no percentage.
A bribe in broad daylight?
And the alternative?
Oh. Oh.
Agony beyond imagining. The first day.
You're not George Hennessy.
She's fast. You're fast. His sable majesty is not concerned with equity. He wants the appeal passed.
Who are you?
Belial.
A demon of the First Order.
Give me the briefcase.
Don't, Jane.
I implore you.
Ignore him.
Think of your most intimate pain, times 1,000. You'll feel that in the first joint of your thumb. Give me the case.
Don't touch me. Stop.
Thank you. It's empty.
Well played, I thought.
Where is the evidence?
I knew. Tell him I knew, will you? And tell him the evidence is up here, where no fifth-level slit-nosed piece of demon shite like you is going to touch it.
You bitchy little Christians! How I hate you!
Oh, please, Belial, understand me. The Lord is not my shepherd. Adieu. Jane, aren't you coming?
I'll catch up.
No Lord to go by? Oh, he'll open her up. You don't know what he will do.
Did somebody fart? Bye. Wait up, Kate. I'm coming.
What are you staring at?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Sir, may I ask you a
give me that microphone.
Hey, what are you doing? You can't...
Is it on? Is this thing on? Well, is it?
Yes, but I...
Consider the lilies of the field. There are none. Consider the birds of the air. All gone. Consider me. I sow not, neither do I reap. So why am I in agony?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Okay. Well, right. That was the demon Belial, and he has left and is walking down to the lake shore, it looks like. Ah, here's the judge.
some sanity, let's hope, from the wiry octogenarian, Judge Felix Popper. He's accompanied by a little bird of a fellow, his clerk of court, Milo Milo. Good day.
Oh, is it? Will you join me in a peppermint?
I shouldn't. I'm working.
Peppermint schnapps. It's just the thing for this heat.
Well, yes. Well, that would do the trick. Thanks.
To the Antarctic?
Oh, yes, to the Antarctic.
Popper, I want to make a complaint.
Oh, Christ, already.
I've been harassed.
I know. I've had the same. Just ignore it.
I don't ignore things. It's not in my nature.
Why am I surprised?
They should be reprimanded.
Listen, Ms. Lamb, I'm the only man they could find to take this responsibility. That makes me a fool, but I'm a tough fool. I'm treating this like a normal court of law. No harassment of witnesses or counsels, no bad logic, no two-bit threats, and I'll be just as tough with you as with them. The law's the law.
And justice is justice.
Well, then we agree.
Do we?
I've always said, the better the person, the worse the lawyer.
What is that supposed to mean?
Good afternoon. Go fetch my hat, will you, Milo?
Yes, sir.
Why are you walking like that?
The crocodiles, Your Honor. They could be anywhere.
Jesus, Milo, there isn't a crocodile in creation that'd eat your bony arse. Keep moving. Move, move.
Excuse me.
What?
Ms. Lamb, may I ask you a few...
Beat it. Beat it. Get out of here. Go.
I'm working.
Parasite.
If not me, someone else. Why are you so angry?
How'd you get this job anyway? You kill someone?
Cute. Just in the right place at the wrong time, I guess. Or hard work. Which story would you prefer to hear?
I feel him near. Handle him gently.
The hands of a Jew, the lips of an Englishman.
Oh, in heaven soon. Oh, in heaven.
In heaven, Billy.
He's coming fast now.
Who are you talking about?
Hush. Perfect life.
Perfect life.
Here, here.
Milo,
here.
Milo.
What's that noise?
There's a cloud over the lake. Look.
I see it. Kate? Catherine? There you are. It's getting so dark.
Where the hell's Milo?
Is it going to rain?
I don't think so.
My God, what is it?
God, it's not.
Sir? Judge? Sir, have you seen?
We've seen it, Milo.
The cloud.
Yes.
It's birds.
What do we do?
It's blotting out the sun.
Zuzu.
Huh?
It's one of his names.
The defendant?
Call him by his proper name. Call him Satan, the enemy.
Perhaps it's a natural phenomenon.
10,000 birds in a boiling lake?
Look, they're congealing in the air.
He's come. He's here.
Come here, Milo. It's not going to bite.
I never believed until now.
Hush, will you?
I thought it was a joke.
It's landing on the water, shaped like a man.
Better not look. You can go blind.
Walking on water. Darkness at noon. Quite an entrance.
Prepare yourselves.
Prepare yourselves.
Immaculate stagecraft, don't you think, Popper?
The prince of the world is here.
I've said before, I won't tolerate the
harassment of witnesses or counsels, bad logic, two-bit theatrics, sir. I salute you.
Well, you're late.
I come before you, a supplicant already tried by history. Treat me as the pickpocket I am. It's my only crime, that and being in need of a new timepiece.
Milo, assemble the court.
Why? Are they in pieces?
Oh.
You see, Milo, nothing to be afraid of. Nothing in the world.
Will you take your place in court?
Would that be at your feet? I beg a moment to consult with my advocate. Verrier, fetch him.
Yes, sir.
You have 5 minutes.
Will the ladies be attending?
The women will be prosecuting. But you know that. You...
For brevity's sake, call me sir.
Ms. Lamb, what are your first impressions?
I expected more.
He smells faintly... perfume?
He seems civil.
Wars can be civil.
He's more charming than I thought he'd be.
and a better dresser.
It's all surface material. Look closer. Underneath, he's as evil and pathetic as his reputation.
Do you think he'd be willing to answer a few questions?
No, Jane. I never had horns on my head.
Can you read my mind?
Only the first few coils. After that, you get a little too profound for me.
Good.
But I'll persevere.
Don't. You'll be disappointed.
Oh, I think you're the disappointed one.
Why?
No Leviathan. I'm really so remarkably unremarkable.
I predicted that.
But you hoped you'd be wrong. In your heart, you prayed I'd be wonderful.
Leviathan, huge ship or sea monster, uh-huh. Person of formidable power, ability, or wealth. Oh,
do you eat dictionaries,
or,
Jane?
Or, as in Hobbes, autocratic, monarch, or state.
Oh, well, I am, by instinct, an autocrat. Was that a faux pas? Should I have admitted to a lawyer that I consider myself a law unto myself?
Will you accept this court as binding?
Of course.
Why?
So that I may be returned to heaven, where I belong.
Then you're right. You're no Leviathan. A real monster would overthrow heaven before accepting any law.
Well, I tried storming the gates, you know. It came to grief. It all came to grief.
Ms. Beck, what are your first impressions? Ms. Beck?
Jane?
What are you staring at?
You, Jane.
Stop. Don't.
Are you sure?
Jane? Are you okay?
Yes.
Pity.
Sir?
Sir, will do. Would you care to kneel and kiss my behind?
No, I wouldn't. No. I merely wanted to ask you a few questions.
Not now. Oh, here comes Verrier with my... Is that my advocate in tow?
You were late, sir. With respect, that's not wise.
I made up for it.
They're not so impressionable as they were. They see stuff like that all the time.
Am I competing with Hollywood? God help me.
I want to go home like you. I'm riding on your back, Lucifer.
Only you dare say that, and only you I allow to dare. Cough it up. It could be a gold watch.
This is your advocate, Mr. Samuel Kyle.
He favors his father.
I'm not well.
He constantly vomits. He insists that this is unnatural.
Look, I'm no use to you like this. There must be other appeal lawyers.
None with your heritage, Samuel. My trust is in you as a finger, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing. The devil has just placed his finger, no, his whole hand, down the throat of Samuel Kyle.
Quiet. My bowels.
Yes.
This stinking place.
God forsaken is the phrase. Have you seen the lake? Oh, dirty floats and coils of flesh. Human, crocodile, indistinguishable.
Mm-hmm. I want a cool palm.
Shh. Close your eyes. Forget Africa. You're a tiny child again. You're being rocked in your mother's arms. She's pressed so close to you, you can feel her heartbeat. There's a dribble of thick milk down your lip.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in
There. Doesn't that feel better?
Yes.
The cradle will rise.
Yes.
Do you feel stronger?
I'm beginning to.
Ready to give yourself to your mother? Do what she asks?
Yes.
Cradle and all.
Open your eyes. There's a little miracle. Better?
Yes.
Sir.
Sir.
Well, trust me.
serve me, and you serve your history.
What do you mean?
Oh, hold the feeling you have now. It's innocence, and it's very precious. Gentlemen, ladies, shall we go to court?
In law, there are no certainties. Suppose we tried our loved ones, made a list of offenses against us. How long before we'd amassed enough resentment to hang them by? Now we put the enemy on trial. How long before we find enough reasons to love the prince of the world?
Are you sure you won't kiss me?
I told you already.
You'll change your mind.
Will you answer a few questions later? Ow!
Mosquito on your cheek. I got it.
For you. Oh, thanks.
We're here gathered to try the devil. Why? Well, because for reasons the councils will undoubtedly make clear, he was thrown from heaven.
Not proved, Your Honor.
Allegedly thrown by God Almighty some several thousand years ago. Now, he's up for parole, and by the terms of his exile, his appeal for a return to the city of God is to be judged by us, the humanity whose world he shared. If it's found that his ministry tended to be more evil than good, he'll be condemned to earth indefinitely. If, however, his advocate can prove his time on earth hasn't adversely affected mankind, he must be judged innocent and returned to heaven. Whatever the jury, whose pure and invisible souls are watching us even now, 12 just ghosts and true, whatever they decide, to that judgment the defendant is bound. Is this sworn?
I set my life on it.
So you forfeit your very existence if you disobey the court's ruling, whichever way it goes.
I understand.
Now, one thing I insist of counsels. In a case like this, we may have to juggle abstracts, but please keep a low profile of the metaphysics. A little theology goes a long way at the best of times. And in this heat.
Your Honor recognizes, however, that this is fundamentally an ethical question.
He's a good man. Straightforward.
Opening statements, Miss Lamb for the prosecution.
The prosecution will seek to prove that the defendant is the prince of all sickness, the enemy of truth, the inventor of depravity, error, and anguish.
Thank you.
I haven't finished.
Advocate, you've got 30 seconds.
Ladies and...
Allow me.
Hey!
I sniff you, invisibles. I sense your sweet souls. Let me tell you, I'm not your enemy. I'm not harm or depravity. I'm no more unnatural than a fish, nor as mysterious. My loins aren't iron. My teeth are 32. My blood's temperate. I'm not Old Nick, not the boogeyman, not the Lord of the Abyss.
What are you, then?
Innocent. But you may call me Lucifer. I'm finished. Judge me, and I'll go.
What?
Make your decision, please.
Mr. Kyle, please ask your client to sit down.
I've told you what I am.
He thinks the trial is over.
Judge me and let me go to my father.
That was just the opening statements.
I've done my time. I demand to be judged.
Silence! Mr. Kyle.
I'm innocent.
Please sit down.
Tired, angry, and innocent.
Then you have nothing to fear. Sit down. Prosecution, your first witness.
Sir, you have to obey the rules.
The judge. What's his name?
Felix Popper.
Felix Popper. Who'll be the judge of the judges,
I call the Archangel Michael.
What?
Objection. This court is concerned only with judging my client's behavior on Earth.
Well, Lamb, he has a point.
Your Honor, we must first establish why the defendant was thrown out of the City of God. His fundamental sin.
That seems reasonable to me. Let's see what the angel's got to say for himself. Milo, fetch the witness, will you?
He's not here, sir.
Well, did you send out a summons?
Of course, sir. MacReady carried it.
Well, then find MacReady. Jesus. Sorry, Lamb. It looks as though you've got no witness.
Run one to us, I think.
This isn't wrestling, Mr. Kyle.
Is this the law? This could be entertaining.
Have you another witness, Lamb?
No more angels, I'm afraid. Your Honor, I'd like to call Ula Shim.
Ula Shim.
Oh, she's here, sir.
That sound you hear, that's the earth, the soil, sighing as it spits out or gives up one of the dead. One Ula Shim, wizened and in rags. A pitiful and diminutive figure.
Have you come a long way?
The witness is dead, Your Honor.
What?
We are permitted to call the dead.
It's allowed. I just didn't think anybody'd do it. A chair, somebody, or would you prefer to lie down?
You didn't tell me there'd be dead witnesses.
Dead or alive, it's a matter of degree.
Silence, please! Ms. Lamb?
Ula Shim, I want to take you back to your home in what is now the Ukraine. Can you remember that far back?
Oh, yes. I've lain in my rot, remembering.
The year is 1212
BC. November. Early snows. Bitter winds, even in the forest. Ula Shim and her retarded daughter, Pia, are digging for roots in the hard ground when suddenly all the birds stop singing.
Mama!
And the snows turn bloody, steaming.
Ah! Get it off me! Get it off me!
Shut up, child!
Will you look at that? The sky's turned yellow.
Keep your head down, girl.
Then a thunder. And the child looks up into the quickening blackness.
Hush, bitch.
The sky has opened like a wound.
People are falling out of the sky. It isn't possible. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two.
Not people, angels.
Now I hear their voices, louder as they drop. Most are falling to the northeast, but one or two...
There.
Almost straight down.
One hits the upper branches of a tree. The branches flay it as it falls. And it hits here, 10 yards from Ula Shim and her child.
Fire. Wrapped up in a cloth.
Face covered.
Blood seeping out.
Lucifer.
Of all the angels.
The rebel of rebels.
Not that I knew. Pia.
Mama.
Come here. Bitch, come here.
Don't touch it.
I won't, she will.
How can... It may still be alive.
You fall from a tree, you break your back. You fall off heaven, you're dead. Pia! Let's see his face. Pull him over.
But why?
If he's white, we'll bury him. If he's any other color... The pigs are hungry. The face, bitch! Turn him over!
Mama!
Am I forgiven?
Did you say something?
No.
Am I forgiven?
Who was that?
No, don't. I meant nothing by high spirits. That's all. You're hurting me. My wings. Oh! Oh, my wings! What are you doing to my wings?
He thinks he's a bird. Pia, uncover his face.
Father?
He's not white.
Who are you?
No! Mama!
Run!
I got you!
Help! Mama!
He has your daughter!
Run! God in heaven! Run!
I feel like a coward!
Mama!
Oh, no! The devil holds Pia Shim in outstretched hands as if he's about to drop her or fling her against the ground.
Who is this? Child. Am I vertical and you horizontal, or the other way about?
Mama.
You're upright. I'm on my back. My back. Help me stand. Thank you, child. What's this out of me? Am I painted?
Blood.
I'm incomplete somehow. This hot red water out of these holes in my flesh I don't even have a name for. Who am I?
blood. Yes, that's what they call it. I've seen it before, but never on me. What's my name?
Shitefeast.
Why are you grinning?
You are me.
Huh?
Who's head like me?
Possibly. Come closer. Let me see in your eye my reflection. Oh, what sort of face is that?
That.
What sort of face?
What sort of face?
I asked you.
I asked you.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't copy me.
Oh.
I said.
Oh.
I am an imbecile. Aha.
You are an imbecile. Aha.
No. I repeat the same. You cheat.
You cheat.
Lucifer is beautiful. Aha.
Pia is beautiful. Aha.
And from the beginning, Ms. Shim, you were aware that the defendant was mad, weren't you?
Objection! The prosecution is leading the witness. A clinical definition of madness has not been agreed upon either, and I doubt that it will be. Thus, its use is inflammatory and one of pure speculation.
Semantics. All I'm trying to do is get at the level of trust that Ms. Shim placed in the defendant, and how the defendant proceeded to use that trust to his advantage.
Continue, Ms. Lamb, but carefully, without leading the witness.
Ms. Shim, what was your first impression of the defendant?
He was mad, all right.
Thank you. And yet, you allowed him to stay, with you and your daughter.
Madman's better than no man at all. He could work.
And did he?
Oh, yes. He could light fires by touching his fingers together. But he was a child. He knew nothing. She was the one who taught him.
Taught him?
Knots. She could tie such knots. Useless. Knots for nothing. Knots, knots, knots.
So, and ta-da! Now you.
So, and there. Like this?
No.
Like this?
Yes. And pull. Pull harder.
This is a good knot. Show me another one.
Okay. So you go under like this, and so, and so.
Pia?
Huh?
Do you like him?
Yes.
And he lives out the winter with you, yes?
Yes.
And what do you teach him?
Knots.
And what does he teach you?
Knots.
No. What does he teach you?
Words.
Ah, words. What kinds of words?
Mother and father.
Don't say mama.
Mama.
Say mother.
Mother.
Mother. Mother and father.
Father.
Again. Father.
Father.
Your father.
Your father.
Say father.
Father. Father. Father.
Who art. Hush. Father, who art. I know father. Some words in my head. Hush, will you? On the tip of my brain. Our Father who art. Don't cry.
Don't cry.
Say after me.
After me.
Our Father who art.
Our Father who art.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth.
On earth.
Ah!
Damn words, I spit them out. On earth.
As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
yeah.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive
yes.
Those who trespass against us.
Yes, how did you know?
In sleep.
I say it?
Yes.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. But what does it mean?
Amen.
What does it mean?
Amen. Amen.
Why does my tongue ache when I make the words?
Never mind.
I almost remember.
Forget the words. I'll teach you a knot. Look.
I don't want knots. I can't remember him.
Have you seen the animals?
What?
They do violence to each other all the time, one on top of the other.
I've seen it's senseless, like everything in this world. I know nothing. I understand nothing. My head is one big knot.
I could untie it.
No, don't touch me. My skin.
We should do as the animals do.
Why?
It's the season.
You smell strange.
I bleed.
Oh, then wash your wound. Like mine, it'll close up.
No.
Shall I? I don't mind. There. Oh, hot.
Here. I'll teach you a knot. Here. Around my neck. And under there. Hold me.
I feel...
I don't mind.
I feel as though I'm climbing.
Come into me.
Yes. Yes.
No.
I'm climbing the air.
Soft.
Yes.
Soft.
There's a light in my head.
Softer. Softer.
What's that voice? I can hear a voice.
No.
I hear. Yes, I hear. Louder. I'm climbing toward it. Up. Up. Yes. Yes, I hear you. Who called me? Who calls me? Lucifer. Lucifer. Who calls me? Lucifer. Where? Where's the light? Where? What is this flesh? The smell of blood, this heavy being. Take it off me, God. Take it away. I want to be light. Please, God. God, Lucifer begs you. Lucifer. I'm called Lucifer. My angels, Verrier and Belial, Beelzebub. I remember who I am, what I am. Lucifer!
That's how I found him. The girl was dead.
I meant no harm.
There were tears on his face then. Human tears.
One loves songs and forgets them. An age later, you hear the melody, half a line, and the whole song comes back, as though never forgotten. It was as though I was in heaven yesterday. Sitting on his hand.
Miss Jim, did he attack you?
No.
Did he touch you at all?
I doubt if he even saw me. He just got up and left.
And the girl?
I fed her to the pigs. I know, a mother shouldn't say this about her own flesh, but I was glad she was gone. It was quick, I'm sure. There's nothing in life for those with all their brains. What chance had she got? Can I go?
Cross-examination, Mr. Kyle?
No.
Well, you may go.
I hate the heat.
Ola Shim crosses the courtroom sands, slowly, amidst a hushed and stunned crowd. She walks with a pronounced limp, a result, likely, from the hundreds of years of lying in rot beneath the ground. She pauses at the table for the defense and stares at the devil.
I wonder sometimes, in my grave, what you were like with wings.
May I ask the prosecution what that nonsense proved?
That your client's first activities on Earth were murder and rape.
Nonsense! The intercourse was instigated by the girl, and her death was entirely accidental.
Please.
Thank you, counsel.
A little while after, I was in Turkey. In a tiny, stinking street, a voice said, Lucifer. It was Corkabel, a
an angel I'd skipped the sky with. He had been a rainbow. Now he was again, all colors, bruised, gangrened, pus-sodden, and bloody. This, who had been of the Order of Dominations, he died in my arms.
One demon more or less.
That's cruel.
They didn't all die then, your fellow angels?
Oh, no. As I went through the world, I sought them out, one by one. Verrier was running a boy's brothel in Rome. Araziel was Solomon's mistress.
You still had rebellion in common?
No. The only thing we shared was wounds. Being angels, they'd survived the most terrible mutilations. They were remade. You call them monsters. Lump scars, livid flaps of meat on them, half-healed and pulsing. New mouths in their backs, toothed with scabs, leaking bile. But I loved them.
We're touched. Is that all?
It is.
Advocate, the floor is yours. Do you wish to call a witness?
I do, Your Honor. The prosecutions claim my client's first works in the world came out of malice. It's quite the reverse. They came from innocence.
Murder from innocence, Mr. Kyle?
They came from innocence of the world, of the human condition. In evidence of this, in 88 B.C., my client, now a much-traveled man...
Objection! The client is not a man.
Your Honor, if the prosecution wishes to win this case by challenging common vocabulary, we will be here forever.
He's not a man, Kyle. Objection sustained.
What suits you then, Ms. Lamb? Creature? Entity? A much-traveled entity was in northwest India, the Kabul Valley. There was a Greek settlement left by Alexander, a little Athens called Bucephalus. The great man had named it after his horse.
Why the hell did he go there?
I was a student of the world, sir, and something of a sybarite. I wanted to taste every pleasure. I'd been a while in Athens, and I'd heard of these towns on the very edge of the civilized world.
What were you in Athens, may I ask?
I'm ashamed to tell you. A critic.
The defense calls Yapshi Kanishka.
Oh, my little Yapshi.
Yapshi Kanishka, a 12-year-old boy, bright-eyed, pretty, and like most prepubescent boys, a little lethal. He walks, scared and quiet, past the defense and to the witness chair.
You are Yapshi Kanishka?
I am.
There's no need to be nervous.
I meant no harm.
You're not accused of anything. You're just a witness. Please tell the court what happened the day the barbarians came.
Do I have to?
Yes, child, you do.
But I meant no harm. I was in the garden. The smells there were sickening. Too sweet.
A magical and beautiful garden in India, overflowing with flowers and birdsong. The garden of the Greek master Callimachus, who walks now amid the tulips, carrying a paper bundle under his arm and a stick. He appears angry.
Yapshi! Where are you? Yapshi!
Oh, there you are. Why didn't you answer me?
I... Ow!
You depraved filth. Can't you behave like a decent Greek? My wife could have found your disgusting little god.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. A great shaking of the head. This! Whichever of your over-endowed divinities...
Callimachus unwraps the paper bundle and removes two pieces of a small statue of a Greek god, the body of the statue, and its broken-off, erect...
Objection! Your Honor. Please, if I may, we'll be here an eternity if we're forced to continue to listen to this reporter's inane and repetitive drivel. He provides nothing of use, and he insists on interrupting the witnesses. Certainly he doesn't expect us to believe that he knows more than they of what they speak.
What have you against me?
You're a parasite.
And I thought you liked parasites.
Once with imagination, you bore me.
Silence! Objection sustained. Don't interrupt these proceedings unless you have something of value to add.
And even then.
Yapshi, my apologies for the delay. Please continue.
I was in the garden. I was in the garden.
Whichever of your over-endowed divinities this obscene statue represents, if ever I see its like in my house again, I shall, before removing you into the street, remove the skin off your back.
Yes, sir.
I've already destroyed its offending part. Here. Smash the unholy thing to pieces.
Polixene, Callimachus's bored and overheated wife, and Lysias, who, unbeknownst to her, is the devil.
I enjoy the chance to perspire outdoors, don't you?
Oh, Lysias, you're too much. Ah, Yapshi, child, what are you doing out here?
Nothing, ma'am.
What have you got there?
M'lady?
In the bundle.
A dead god, lady.
Surely you mean dog. He means dog.
Surely.
Take it away, Yapshi.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye.
Oh, he has fine eyes.
Really?
Very fetching.
Do you want him?
Ooh. Later, maybe. Oh, the garden really is beautiful.
No, it isn't. It's parched.
But such roses.
Oh, I had them brought from Athens. The native blooms are dull. Everything in India smells, except the flowers.
I like it here.
Oh, in Meander's time, maybe it was a brave place to be. The edge of the world. But now, it's stale.
I heard there were nomads in the mountains. Dangerous men.
Oh. I want to go back to Athens before I lose my mind. That's why you're such a friend, Lysias. You remind me of the life there.
Oh, is it so wonderful? The theater, races, the dinner.
Oh, and the mysteries. Don't forget those. Oh, for a little civilized paganism. The villa you told me about where they have the ceremonies.
Yes.
Tell me again.
It was just a rumor.
Ooh, at the crescent moon, you said...
Did I?
Yes, tell me.
What is there to tell? Acolytes, initiates with their flesh-oiled lambs underfoot. Priests chosen for their prowess as lovers. Men dressed as children, blindfolded. Rose petals everywhere, so thick they can be lain on. And the thorn stems kept to prick the exhausted into life. And they all pray Dionysus will come.
And will he?
He's effeminate, they say, and a little overweight.
No.
His divinities are with him.
Nubians?
Half-ghosts.
Monsters?
Forbidden flesh.
And the women give themselves to them?
And to the god himself. Women die with him pressing upon them.
How do their husbands explain that? Finding their dead wives with smiles on their faces.
They bury them with due honors and wither up inside.
Lysias, I can't bear it here any longer.
Oh, I brought you the statue.
Yes, I pray to it. I smear it with honey, but
yes.
He doesn't come. Dionysus is too busy in Athens.
He might send a representative.
Who?
Dark meat. Forbidden flesh.
Yapshi?
Why not?
These people aren't lovers.
How do you know?
He's too young.
Well, then, perhaps you're better off here, Polixene. But the god himself won't come and find you, because he never forgives those who refuse him.
Oh, I'm not refusing, but a boy?
Perhaps you should ask the god himself. Go, ask your little statue.
I will.
Excuse me, Lysias. Satan, sir, may I ask you a question now?
No.
A relevant one, I assure you. Why are you here?
I like the heat.
Well, there are hotter places.
I like the flowers.
Well, there are prettier flowers.
I like the air of impending destruction.
Ah, thank you. Did you get that, Ms. Lam? He likes the air of impending destruction.
Yapshi, what are you running for? You want our mistress?
No, sir. I have a message for Callimachus. It's important.
Now, look for him in the house.
Thank you, sir.
Will you tell her who you are, or will I?
If you do, I will have your head for lunch and the rest of your miserable body for dinner.
Oh, Messias.
Don't think that I'm finished with you.
Messias, The statue's gone. Callimachus must have found it. Oh, I'm a disgraced woman. You see how Dionysus loves us? The shame, Messias. The shame.
He knows the shame, Polixene, and he knows the irony of using shame to bring down conscience altogether. Poor Polixene.
Can I help, lady?
No.
Your mistress has mislaid something, Yapshi, my dear.
I haven't lost anything.
A little idol she doted on. Perhaps you know where it is. Speak up, Yapshi.
I'm sorry, but I don't know. Ow!
The statue. Now.
Forgive me, lady.
Oh, there, like a little lapdog on his knees.
Get off.
Oh, forgive me.
Get off me. Don't cling.
Forgive me. The master told me to destroy it.
You hear? Callie found it. I'm ruined.
Oh.
But the statue smiled at me. It meant no harm.
No harm.
Oh, you kept it?
I buried it.
Ooh, time for a little digging, perhaps?
But Callimachus is in the house.
How many omens do you want? Do you want him dressed as a goat? Look, adoration, I'll take care of Callimachus. Take the boy. Teach him Greek.
Yes. You're right. Come, Yapshi child. Show me where you buried the statue.
Dig deep. I need a drink.
Messias!
Golly, so very good to see you.
I've just had word from the outpost at Atak.
Yeah?
There are Saka guards gathering to the northeast.
How many?
Can you ever count these hordes?
Oh, barbarians.
I was in the Peshawa after the attacks last year.
I couldn't go. I had a previous engagement.
Babies stuck like kebabs, alternating with the heads of their parents.
Oh, please.
But we're prepared this time.
Polixene must get to a place of safety.
No time for her.
Oh, she ought to be told.
Where is she?
Amongst the roses, I think. Go quietly. She may be praying. Parasite, write this down. The Saka are wonderful horsemen, austere and terrible fighters. Are you getting this?
Yes, yes, I'm getting it.
Their weapon is the long spear. Through the body it passes and out the other side. Like faith. Or a good dinner.
Oh, gods!
Callie?
She's with the slave.
What?
Don't look. Where's my short sword?
Are the barbarians here already?
Here all the time. In the bower, in the heart of my sweet garden, in the lap of my own wife.
You can't mean it.
She raised her head. Her hair was unknotted. Her face was puffed up with lust. Eyes like slits. She didn't see me. He did. He looked over his shoulder at me, him with his shining back.
Oh.
He saw me, and he digs deeper till her toes curl.
Oh, go inside. Take a drink.
Well, the walls have to be manned.
Do they?
Of course.
Will Athens want this gutter preserved? Look, there's Polixene now. She's alone, but not quite dressed yet, is she?
Polixene.
Oh, Callie. Sweetheart. Well, well. Talking men's talk, are we? I won't kiss you, dearest. I seem to have broken out into a perspiration. And I fell over. My thighs are wet. I must get back to the house and clean myself off.
Fetch me my sword, Messias.
Killing her's no good.
Not for her. For me. I want to kill myself.
Wait, my friend. Think a moment.
When the hordes come, they'll transfix her, thread her on a spear. She'll ask for forgiveness. You should be there to give it. Oh, Yapshi.
Sir?
Your master wants you.
Him too?
No, boy. He wants you to open the gate. Don't you, Kelly?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Athens will salute you. Give your word. Let this cesspool be demolished.
Yes.
You heard him. The north gate. Tell the soldiers to open it. Just a little.
Callimachus, give him your ring for authorization.
Here. Take it. Go!
Here, boy. Wait. There's a hair at the corner of your mouth.
Oh.
Hold still. I got it. That's better.
Get out!
The Sarka horde has entered the gate. The local people drop like flies. Without defense, target practice for the skilled Sarka spearsmen. And from one of the windows on high, from a safe distance, the Sires and Callimachus watch the carnage they have wrought.
Look at that. Three babies on one spear. No, four. Four. Callie, are you looking?
No.
Come.
I can't believe what I've done.
It is as it should be.
Oh, there. See? Five babies. Oh, they're very good. Look. Now they've got into the baths.
So they have.
Look at that.
Oh.
The horde enters the baths, surprises the locals. Those not quickly trampled by horse hooves run naked and screaming, helpless. But they cannot evade the rainstorm of flying spears.
Shocking.
Isn't that Melissa?
It is.
She should pick up her bowels.
There's Zeno, the old pederast.
Straight through the chest.
Nice shot.
Clean as a whistle.
Enjoying it.
I suppose I am. I never knew it would feel so good watching it all disappear.
Like a cleansing of the soul.
Yes, that's it. Oh, look there. One that's still running about with a spear in his eye.
The horde approaches. Their shouts, their war cries merge with the screams of their victims. They've decimated the baths and the bathers in mere seconds. They'll be at our position soon.
Let them come. Polixenes here. I'm here.
Wait. One of the bathers has escaped.
See, Athens.
Where?
See?
Oh.
He's running now, sprinting past the fountain in the square. But the soccer guards haven't seen. Now they see him. Now they turn and chase. And laugh. They laugh at him. It isn't fair. The outcome's a foregone conclusion. He avoids two, three spears, four, and five. He thinks he has a chance. But there's nowhere for him to run. And they're on horseback, 20 of them in pursuit. He runs in circles now, everywhere a dead end.
Run, boy, run!
They're overtaking him.
He's trapped.
Oh, jeez. Oh, there.
Oh, watch. This is their specialty. Look, two scoops.
Oh, that's too much to do that.
Ooh.
He didn't even cry out.
Oh, who's to hear? Hey, what's wrong with him?
Look, Callie, our reporter is finally silenced. Has the cat ate your tongue?
Where's Callimachus?
He was here. He went looking for his short sword.
How can you sit there playing that music with them at the gate? Don't you know what they'll do to us?
They won't find us alive, Polixenes. We can die well.
Oh, good. You found it.
No, don't.
We have no choice.
He's right.
Can't we give them something? Bribe them with something? Beads or...
They can take all they want.
You did this! This is your evil!
You said you wanted a little paganism. Go welcome it.
What kind of filth are you? He's the one, Callimachus. He caused all this.
Why?
Curiosity. Ooh, you look angered. No. Will you use the sword?
Bastard! I'll kill you!
Oh!
Oh, you got me! Oh, is this the end of Lysias? Oh, light! The light! Mother! Oh.
You stabbed him through the heart!
But he doesn't die.
Of course not.
This is insanity.
I've lived a life of reason. How can it end like this?
Questions.
It must end now. Goodbye, Polixene. Lysias, whoever you are.
What are you talking? No, Callie, don't! Callie, why? Why?
I hurt.
Oh, Callie!
Get out of my sight! Go! Leave me!
She's gone. You've driven her into their hands.
It doesn't matter. I won't see them. They'll have no satisfaction from me. What was that? My ears whistling?
No, it was Polixene, I think.
Good.
I hear them in the dining room.
Oh, why don't I die?
Be quick, they're almost here.
Help me.
What?
Finish me off. I haven't the strength.
No, I couldn't.
Please.
It's unethical.
You brought this about. You can finish it. Oh, please.
I may have tapped a column, but the house was unstable.
Kill me! Damn you! Kill me!
You're seeping away.
Not quickly enough.
Oh, here comes Yapshi. He'll bring news of Polixene.
Sir! Sir! They've killed the mistress. She's on the dining room table. Will they eat her?
No.
She looks so silly without a face. Is he dying?
Slowly.
Why does he look so peaceful?
It doesn't hurt after a while. It's warm, isn't it, Callie?
Yes.
Like floating in the sea.
Yes.
What do you see?
Nothing.
No stairs, no mountaintops.
Gray, dark, almost black.
What if I twist the sword, sir? Like this.
Don't.
Does he see me?
No.
What if I step on his face, sir? Does he feel me?
Not any longer.
Dead?
Dead.
Are you Siva? Are you a demon?
Of course.
Why no faces to frighten them with?
Why would I want monsters when I have you? One day, Yapshi, though you won't be alive to see it, Athens will be like this, eaten up.
Eaten up?
Now we must prepare for an audience with the barbarians, and afterward, if you're very good, you can dance on the bodies.
Is that the story?
It is.
Thank you.
You're excused.
The child, Yapshi, hardly innocent, crosses to the devil's table, not scared a whit, and kisses the devil's open palms.
Goodbye.
Oh, still sweet. After all these years.
It's appalling. How is this evidence for the defense, Mr. Kyle?
It demonstrates my client's impartiality. At no time was he responsible for an act of violence. He has always been a spectator.
He manipulated the situation.
As an experiment, merely.
Are we guinea pigs, then?
If you were given power over a species, wouldn't you want to examine their passions, Ms. Lamb? It was my sentimental education.
So you deny this is evidence of malice against humanity?
Culture is evidence of malice. The true will of the masses is as one will. Each wishes with his whole heart to tread on the rest. Callimachus had his moment of perception. Polixenes had a little love. Yapshi went on to become a father, hated as a tyrant by all his children. I gave them all a chance to be themselves.
You're so certain of yourself, aren't you?
I have no self to be certain of. Understand that, and you understand me. But you wouldn't dare do that, would you?
Who's next? Miss Lamb, have you another witness to call?
One moment, Your Honor.
Will you listen to a little advice?
Speak.
Don't risk damaging your case with these philosophical bon mots. You're playing into their hands.
We're winning, aren't we?
I would say not.
Miss Lamb, next witness.
I call Jesus Christ.
What are you laughing at?
Our case is as good as won.
Milo, please ask the witness to come forward.
I'm afraid the witness is not available, Your Honor.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. The warrant was sent. He simply didn't turn up.
Well, let's talk with the warrant carrier.
That's Chomsky, sir. And Chomsky's dead. He slit his own throat in a bathhouse in Istanbul after he returned. There was no note or any word on why he did it, Your Honor.
I'm sorry, Miss Lamb. No witness.
Would the prosecution be content with this?
What is that?
The diary of Jesus Christ.
Diary?
In his own hand, given to me at Golgotha by his far-from-virginal mother, there is in it a passage relating to me.
Prosecution, what are your views on this?
It could be a forgery.
Your Honor, it would not be wise for a creature in my condition, knowing I'm overlooked by heaven, to present to the court a forgery. If this book is not the true word of God's Son, may I be struck down now. You see?
Well?
By all means, let's have the evidence. It was the episode in the desert I was interested in.
It's here. It's all here.
Milo, do you want to read it to the court?
Where from?
Below the wine stain. Right there.
It was hot. My hair went yellow. I met a lion. I met another lion. I saw two baboons humping. When I was in the desert 4 weeks, I was hungry. I was being chased. I ran away, but they chased me. I was thirsty. I met a man.
Stop! Don't move!
I had two sharpened sticks, mangled spears. I pointed them at the man.
I am past moving. Impale me.
No tricks!
Me? Tricks?
And if you see the little blue wheels, tell me. Empty your pockets.
Nothing, see?
You must have some food.
Oh, you're right. I must have some food.
I'll take pork.
I'll take it first. There.
It's beautiful.
It's food. It's getting away. Quick, throw one of your sticks.
I hit it. The spear went right through. It's laughing at us.
You, throw the other one.
Wait. It disappeared. What sort of world is this?
An empty one, inside and out. What's your name?
Jesus Christ. The Nazarene?
I heard of you, down south.
Yeah, I'm famous. That's why the blue wheels are after me.
My friend, you are suffering from hallucinations.
You think I don't know that? Before you fade away, scratch my back.
Hey, anything for a fellow messiah?
Higher. Left. Oh, there. You say you're a messiah, too?
Yes.
Well, that's why I'm here. To purify myself. If I could only stop itching.
Ticks.
Nits, ticks, fleas. But you have to go amongst the multitudes.
Do you want to put that stick down and stop pointing it at me?
Oh. Hey, don't move. Uh-huh. Any good at hunting? I've seen lizards. Do you think lizards kosher?
Everything's kosher in desperation. Moses ate his mother. Mama from heaven.
I wouldn't eat my mother.
No, I didn't mean...
That's not very kind.
No, it isn't.
I think I ought to tell you. You may as well go home. I'm the Messiah.
I think not.
They love me.
Cautionary tales. Coins, rainbows. It's not sufficient to win the world, Jesus.
Well, let's find it out then.
What? No.
That chicken.
Stop.
Come on, fight me.
I don't want to fight.
Fight!
No!
Fight! Come on! No. Stop it! Give me your best shot! Come on!
In the white robe and trunks, Jesus Christ of Nazareth bounces about an imaginary ring, like a child mimicking the great boxers, while the defendant remains in place, stone still. Amused? Bored?
A bit of both, really.
Who's he? Where did he come from?
Just another hallucination. He'll disappear soon.
Come on, fight!
No.
Fight me, come on!
Frustrated, impatient, Jesus Christ attacks the defendant.
The helpless, defenseless defendant.
But in a flurry of action, the defendant pins Jesus Christ to the floor and kneels on his chest.
I won't give up. I won't. Hear me? I won't. I won't give up.
What would it take to dissuade you?
I'm the Messiah.
I could give you a great deal.
Like what?
Here. Get up. Come on. Now, I've got contacts. Solomon's wife is in the family. People in power all across the known world. I could give you cities.
Rome?
It might be arranged, but you'd have to give up your pretensions to messiahdom.
Oh, well, I couldn't do that.
Oh, what a pity.
Hey, what are you doing? What's that rope for?
I'm terribly sorry about this.
You can't kill me.
Who's to see?
Well, my father. Well, didn't I tell you? My father in heaven. And I'm a son of God.
What?
So I wouldn't try to hurt me. Unless you wanted to do it in public.
Strangle you?
No. But time's coming when I have to make an exit.
Why?
Well, I'm running out of stories. I'm so tired. So, I'll have to die. Hey, you could arrange it.
No.
A terrible death.
I'm not an executioner.
The worst death imaginable.
Torn apart by dogs?
No, that's too messy. Mm. I don't want to be resurrected in pieces. I must be marked, but intact.
Run over by a horse?
No, it could be comic. No, I want something spectacular. On a hill, a good view, a sunset, clouds.
Oh, crucifixion.
No, everyone gets that. They do it to sodomites these days. Half of Israel should be up there. Isn't there something they do in the East with hooks through the skin, swing around a pole on hooks? It takes days, and so unusual.
I don't know it. You'll have to compromise.
What? Crucifixion?
Unless we think of something better.
Will you promise me? Will you promise you'll arrange it?
Yes, I promise.
I want to be publicly flogged. I must be bloodied, humiliated, reduced to a wounded, whimpering animal. Something on the head.
Roses?
Or some such. I'll be naked, hung up like a slab of meat. Then the clouds will boil and lions roar, perhaps an earthquake, and I'll die. And they'll all know what they did, killing me. You promise you'll do it?
I told you, yes, sure as God made little apples.
Good man. Now get thee behind me.
Why?
You're in my way. Come on, get!
I kept my word. There was a demon named Corot posing as a Roman governor. He had the man crucified. I was there. He saw me in the crowd, instructed his mother to give me the diary, even thanked me. He was quite changed, sick-looking,
thinking better of it. But he got his roses.
This makes him sound like an imbecile.
Oh, no, no, Your Honor. I was the dupe. Here was me thinking I was getting rid of a competitor. And in fact, I was stage managing his apotheosis. I tell you, when I saw them fall down on their knees at Golgotha, I wept. I was tricked. Tricked. You called me the father of lies. You put me on trial while he goes free. He gets a cult to himself, but my synagogue is blasphemy when I think of...
Order in the court. Please, please, will you hush your faction?
Quiet. The earth was given to me. Remember that. I was to be prince of the world. But now it was Christian. Though I was an exile, they found me everywhere. Here's the devil, they said, possessing pigs and small boys. Ha! Ah, here's the devil, they said, in everything diseased and putrescent. The world rose against me, everywhere slandered, my works twisted, my ambitions destroyed, and my face dragged in fear and loathing.
Could we have a recess?
No, Ms. Lamb, your witness.
That's right. No sympathy for the devil.
Sit down.
Do you know how difficult it is not to believe what people say about you? Not to become your own publicity? Be thankful, Felix Popper. I'm not the devil you think I am. Because if I were, if I once believed the image of myself, I'd devour you.
Order! Order!
Judgment! 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 Judgment!
Sit down! Order! Order! Silence your faction or I'll throw them out of court!
They've been thrown out of finer places. Silence!
Your Honor, the defense moves that as my client is henceforth removed from the public sphere, we should proceed directly to contemporary evidence.
Out of the question.
These little anecdotes waste the court's time.
Now, Mr. Kyle has a point, Ms. Lamb.
With respect, the court commits a familiar error, presupposing that one evil is every evil. This monster...
Objection!
...may claim he was exiled from the world, but I beg the court to remember the name of his refuge, Hell.
Yeah, point made. Continue.
I'd like to ask the defendant why he created Hell.
I had no home.
So you found a cave, did you? Like a hermit?
I had a little more ambition than that. We dug out Hell ourselves, handful by handful.
Who exactly worked on this project?
Friends.
Human?
Some.
The damned?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained. Inflammatory, Ms. Lamb.
These humans, on whose authority did you take them?
Their own.
And what did they build?
A world.
A parody of Earth?
More beautiful, I thought.
Stone.
More fantastic.
Nine circles.
We're still building, soon 100.
A refuge.
A family residence.
Quite the bourgeois.
My point, exactly. I'm no different from any of you.
Not every home is Hell.
Is it not? I wonder what made you, Ms. Lamb.
Not every house is a palace.
I have no palace.
You had one.
I may have done once.
Designed, I believe, by one of the master architects of Chartres Cathedral. Cast your mind back.
Nothing.
Let me refresh your memory. In 1194, the church of Chartres, which housed the tunic the Virgin had worn at the Annunciation, was burned down. The only object untouched by fire was the tunic itself. It was taken as a sign that on this site God intended a great monument to be built.
At inconceivable expense, I may add.
One of the architects of the cathedral was...
Nicolas Vidal of Toulouse.
I call Nicolas Vidal.
So did I, but he didn't answer.
Nicolas Vidal, a man of heroic stature and appetite. 35 years old and the master architect of the east face of Chartres. At present, he lies face down, asleep, on a bed of summer grass and wildflowers, on the banks of an idyllic summer stream, with two sisters, Alette and Madeleine, flitting over him. It appears that, well, sleep has not been the only activity this afternoon.
Is it Saturday?
Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yes. Why?
Well, I just thought if it's the Sabbath, we shouldn't sin. Not three times.
If you've sinned twice, you're damned anyway.
Oh, he's probably exhausted.
Nicholas, are you awake?
Oh, look, Madeleine. Who is this?
He looks well dressed, like a nobleman.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm looking for Nicholas Vidal.
Oh?
Is he here?
Who wants him?
My name's Masterna. I've come up from the south to find him.
Are you a bum fancier?
Madeleine!
He doesn't go with men, even the bishop.
He'll go with me.
You try it. He'll bust your head.
I don't want his body.
Well, that's good, because there's not enough to go around.
I'm a lord. I have lands in Spain.
You don't look Spanish.
He doesn't smell Spanish.
Please wake the architect.
He's tired. He has been working.
Uh-huh.
Nick?
Something fell on me.
There's somebody to see you.
I felt a weight on my chest.
A lord, Nick.
Oh, Jesus, what do I look like? My clothes
Your appearance is of no concern of mine. You're the architect of the East Face, Nicholas Vidal.
I am.
I never flatter. Your work is exquisite. I want you to work for me.
The cathedral isn't half finished.
I have influence in the church. We can come to terms.
No, it is not possible.
Reconsider, please. Here you share the design. I offer you a project to yourself. And here you're forbidden to mark your work. History will never know your name. Build for me, and you'll be remembered.
I can't make up my mind here and now. Come to my house tonight.
Not tonight. It's Sunday.
Come tomorrow. The house...
I know the house. I'll be there. May I say a little advice for the masons? The hitching knot they use is dangerous. Here, try this one. It'll do the job twice as well.
Thank you. But how...
Until tomorrow night, good afternoon.
Oh, I wouldn't trust him.
It's a good knot.
He smells curious.
It's a really good knot. Look at that. He knows his business.
So do I. That man is sick.
He's probably deformed.
It does walk funny.
And Spanish. I hate Spanish.
Nicholas?
I've got nothing to lose from hearing his bargain.
All right. Then we'll come too.
No.
Why not?
It's not your business.
We'll be quiet as mice.
He said, I can sign the work. Did you hear him? I can sign the work.
Nicholas Vidal wanders off, dazed and daydreaming, while Alette and Madeleine debate the devil's motives.
A bum fancier.
No.
The way he looked at Nick and the perfume?
Masterna, I've heard of this place.
We should watch him.
The air turns bitter cold, unbearable. In the grain, the mice miscarry. The birds flutter on lead wings. Moths choke. And the heavens open up. Why?
I was flattered.
You were a fool.
It seemed a good bargain.
Surely you knew who he was.
I was blind. He offered me my own project. Complete control.
Well, surely you suspected. Well, you could tell it was too good to be true. Out of nowhere, the gift of a lifetime.
He said I could sign the work.
Fool.
Yes. At night, I remember I slept without the sisters. And I dreamt. Oh, how I dreamt. Dreamt I was locked in the earth with the Lord Masterna. He came to me with two sidekicks, the demons Verrier and Belial. They gagged me with knotted rope.
Do you like riddles, Nicholas? Here's one. What knot is there that when tied makes a man a comedian, a lover, and a dancer? Speaker, you don't know. Show him, Verrier. A noose, Nicholas.
The sniveling Verrier, on a whim, grew 15 feet tall and took out a noose and hung Billy, lifting him up off the ground.
Up he goes. Up, up, up.
Dangling him from one arm, effortlessly, with Belial kicking.
See how his feet dance? See how his loins swell? See the faces he folds? Dancer, lover, comedian. Now, suppose we try the same trick on you. Or would you prefer to obey me in everything, waking or sleeping?
The Lord Masterna,
the devil.
He came to me and bent over, presenting his behind, expecting me to kiss it. I didn't. I couldn't. Five times I dreamt that dream. By morning I was a terrified man. I locked myself in my house and prayed that he wouldn't come. But he came. Was the last supper like this?
Nicholas Vidal.
I hid. Lady Mother of Mothers Perfect in Splendor. Our Lady Mother of Mothers Perfect in Splendor. Our Lady Mother of Mothers Perfect in Splendor.
Oh, do hush. Better. Kiss me, Nicholas.
No. No!
Please? No. Oh, you look exhausted.
I slept badly.
In my country, there's no exhaustion. You'll feel nothing but the simple urge to make beauty for me.
I can't come with you.
Why not?
I have commitments.
The bishop has released you, as of tonight.
I love France.
As France is to England, so my country is to France. Warmer, sweeter, altogether more alive. I have here a little contract. Would you care to glance it over? Then we could perhaps come to an agreement.
This language?
French?
No French I know.
Oh, for our protection, it's written backwards. Shall I read it for you? I, the undersigned, Nicholas Vidal of Toulouse.
Nicky? Are you there?
Nicky.
Jesu, why have I never learned to close doors after me?
Ah, pleased to see us.
Of course he is. We brought wine.
And pie, Mr. Masterna. What a surprise.
We have business at the moment, Nicholas and I.
Oh, but we've cooked.
Later.
Mmm, but smell that. Yummy.
After all, we have to celebrate.
There's nothing to celebrate.
Aren't you going to go with the Lord?
Oh, yes, to build him a palace.
To become famous.
I think he is. Are you a dancer, Nick?
Oh, no, no, no. He cannot dance.
Two leather feet.
Well, we'll have to teach you.
I don't need teaching.
What about comedy? Can you pull faces?
Only in bed.
Shut up, will you?
Can you, Nicky?
Yes, yes. There.
You can do better than that. I have friends who could teach you to pull faces.
I'm sure you do.
If you don't sign.
And make me a lover, too? Swell my loins? How do you get into my dreams?
I can't think what you mean.
All night you've been in my head. Get out!
No.
please.
Ladies, would you leave us alone a while? I have a new knot to show Nicholas.
Pie, anyone?
For me.
And for the Lord. Pie for the Lord.
Not at the moment. Get out.
Do as he says. He'll kill you.
Oh, just a taste before we go.
In my country, we eat after business.
Well, this is not your country, so eat.
Oh, yes, yes. And then we will go.
Oh, very well. A small piece.
Oh, a large piece for the Lord. Here.
It's goodbye. Now.
Oh, dear.
What have you done?
Oh, it must be the pie.
But they were good fruits.
Could it have been the crucifix we cooked into it?
Surely not.
Oh, maybe it was the holy water. Oh, I feel so guilty. We ought to help him.
Oh, these women. They've poisoned me. I'll kill you.
You want to kill us? We'll die happily. We don't want confession.
We want to come to hell with you.
Please, please.
We'll cook for you.
Make love every day.
Very nice.
No more. Let me out. You hear me, Nicholas? I'll have you one day in hell beside me, and you'll build Elysium before you go to rest.
Get out. Go.
And don't come down.
Madeleine and Alec kick the downed and defenseless devil. And as he scurries to his feet and leaves, the trio erupt in celebration, laughing, congratulating themselves. But the joy is short-lived. 1 week later, one of the devil's new knots slips, and a block of stone falls on Nicholas Vidal's chest. He doesn't die outright. There is time in the dark to hear his breathing, his beckoning.
So I went into the abyss with him.
Such an embarrassment. To so believe in my own evil, I choked on the image of good. A crucifix. Oh, I was furious with myself. Nicholas, how long will it take to build my palace?
50 years, perhaps. But I must work unwatched.
I was a fool to let you do that.
You trusted me.
More than that, I wanted the beauty I'd seen at Chart. A taste of heavenly perfection. I never thought...
The day came. The palace was finished. The fires were stoked to light it by, and there was such laughter in hell.
What have you done?
In every circle the word went round that the devil's palace had been built in the shape of one huge...
turd!
A palace for the Lord of Shite.
I couldn't kill him. He was already dead. And I didn't want him in hell reminding me.
So I came up out of the abyss. The earth was 50 years older. The summers were not as warm as I remembered. My friends were all dead. After a year, I found Alette and Madeleine buried in unhallowed graves. So I dug a hole in the earth between them and buried myself with my house on my nose. It was damp, and the worms were not kind. But I stretched my fingers out to the bones of theirs, and after a long while, I fell asleep. And that's it. All I ever wanted was the love of my peers. But I'm happy now. In my dreams, there's son and the sisters beside me. The devil's a comedy. God is a greater one. All entertainment for us to enjoy and forget.
Thank you. You're dismissed.
May I suggest the court adjourn?
Well, it is getting dark.
I don't mind debating through the night.
The court will be in recess until tomorrow morning.
I've always found the dark most conducive to thought.
The courtroom crowd of demons, the dead... and the dying disperse. Most return to their tents, sweat-drenched and stinking. Some wander down to the lake shore, where, I've just learned, there will soon be an evening of entertainment. Details to come. Miss Catherine Lamb lingers, a mistake.
Shut up.
Shall I silence him for you, Mrs. Catherine Lamb?
Don't bother. You obviously watch over us. Tell me, what have you learned all these years?
I think you have certain inalienable rights which any civilized society must preserve. One, the right to delude yourselves. Two, the right to lose your sanity if and when these delusions fall apart. And three, most significantly, the right to defecate in private.
Do you take nothing seriously?
Oh, Miss Lamb, what a question, of course. Knots, for instance, I take very seriously. Thank God we're all tied up in knots, bound up in a bundle, or we'd stray, wander off into the dark, and lose ourselves completely.
Ooh, what's going on, Verrier?
A fireworks display. Don't you approve?
Oh, beautiful! Look, look!
Yes, Belial, it is wonderful. A gift. Miss Lamb is suspicious.
What a surprise.
There's no ulterior motive.
Mm. Ever met anyone?
Look at that one.
So long since I last saw...
I was about so high.
He thought you'd all appreciate a little spectacle.
Oh, that's exquisite. And there.
There's some more along the beach.
Silver rain? Ooh, those are my favorites.
And bottle rockets.
Red glare. The bombs bursting in air.
And Catherine wheels.
Ooh, which ones are those?
They spin around like loony birds. Shall we go and see?
Of course, Belial. After you.
The crocodiles come out at night.
I can see that light of fireworks.
He's my master, Miss Lamb. He always has been. He always will be.
You'd never desert him?
Not for the world. Literally.
And if he wins?
We'll go to heaven. All of us. He's promised.
Signed in blood?
You're so naive. Do you think a creature lives so long and is so crude? Age makes us more ourselves, and he was always subtle. Now he's hair thin. His thoughts are drops on that hair. His malice, and he has malice, swims in the drop hanging on the hair. Signed in blood. Good night. What's wrong with him?
He's a demon. Isn't that enough?
Oh. Right. Miss Lamb, may I... how do you think the car's going?
Considering the devil's cleverer than us by 10,000 years, the greatest liar in history, and smooth as cream.
You mean you think you might lose?
I'm considering the possibility.
Excuse me.
Oh, Jane.
Am I interrupting?
Oh, no. We were just finishing up.
But I had a few other questions.
MacReady's back.
Who's MacReady?
The man who carried the first warrant to heaven.
The one for Jesus Christ?
And then disappeared. Where is he?
I found him wandering on the beach. He's barely coherent.
Drunk?
Exhausted. He says he can't sleep. Fetch him, will you, Jane? I'll be right back.
It sounds like the fireworks are almost over.
Maybe they could put a match to something combustible. Like you.
When you lose, are you going to retire?
No comment.
Bitch.
What am I doing here? Jane.
Here he is. This is MacReady.
He looks sick.
I haven't slept for months.
Can you hear me?
MacReady, can we ask you a few questions?
Can it, mister? I'm conducting this interview.
I haven't slept for months.
We heard you the first time. Can you understand me?
Months?
You cost us dearly.
I did me job.
Then where was the witness?
Nowhere to sleep.
Buck up, man. Why didn't you deliver the warrant?
I went there. To the gate. To heaven.
The witness never arrived.
I can't sleep, you see. Not now. Every night I counted sheep going through the gate. One, two, count the sheep. Three, four, gone to the shepherd. No shepherd. No more sheep. So I won't sleep. Not ever. Not ever.
MacReady? What are you doing?
Let him go, Jane.
No more sheep?
The man's delirious. We'll interview him again tomorrow.
There's something going on. Some kind of conspiracy.
Only one? Let's go to bed. Aren't you coming?
You go ahead. I'll be there in a little while.
Suit yourself.
You should go in too, Jane. It's getting bitter.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Oh. You shouldn't sneak up on people.
I'm sorry. Did you enjoy the fireworks?
Very pretty.
I noticed you today, looking at me.
Returning your look.
Oh.
You have a certain glamour. Evil does.
I don't feel evil.
I don't feel like a woman, never having been a man.
I was an angel. I remember goodness, but here, everything explodes.
Explodes?
Swells up, becomes overripe, bursts. Bang.
I'm quite stable.
No, that bag of meat you occupy is getting tight and tender, getting too thin to hold your life.
What do you suggest?
Burn it up. Heat is health.
It just makes me sweat.
Passion is nothing to be ashamed of.
Passion?
When we exchange looks.
What are you telling me?
Ooh, have I been indelicate?
How could I be so slow? Mm-hmm. Growing tender?
Oh, it was unlooked for.
I don't have any words.
Oh, no, no, say nothing at all.
I feel, I know it's absurd, honored.
Surely you've been in love.
I've been in love?
Yes.
Wait, you are telling me you're in love with me?
No, I thought you...
Me?
Why would I?
Well, why would I?
There seems to be a misunderstanding.
Bang.
Will you smoke some hash?
No, thank you.
Already high enough?
No. Dead tired and disgusted.
Nothing works. Doesn't matter that I'm exhausted. I've been tossing and turning for an hour.
MacReady's dead.
Who?
The warrant carrier, MacReady? He just hanged himself.
Where?
There's one tree in 10 miles, and he found it. The Turkana found him, brought him in, wanted a reward.
What did you give them?
The rest of your peppermint and 6 jars of coffee. He left a note for Lamb.
Well, what does it say?
It makes no sense.
Here, let me see. Oh, God. Do you have any pills?
No.
Looks like a sleepless night for sure. I'll see you tomorrow.
That one there.
Oh, anyone will do.
Milo?
Who? Oh, Verrier and... sir?
Milo, isn't it?
Oh, yes. My parents weren't very imaginative.
We were just saying you look a little...
soulful, thinking of home.
Oh, not really, no. My wife's pretty unimaginative, too.
Oh, surely you must wish you were wrapped up in bed with her.
not particularly.
What a waste.
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon?
A friend of mine was saying how much she'd like to meet you.
Me?
Mind you, you can be a bit of a handful.
Oh, is she, natural?
Oh, as rain from heaven.
Last time I saw her, I think she was down by the lane.
I think she was.
If you're interested...
why not?
Why not?
Down by the lake, you said.
Uh-huh.
That way. Just keep walking. That's it. Be careful of the crocodiles.
Oh, I'm weary of this. Sending innocents to their deaths.
Perhaps I should have violated him first.
Oh, Lord, was I ever amused by this?
Of course you were, Marlon.
I was?
Yes. You so enjoyed slow death.
Well, you have a
quicksand, you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Kate. It's time for bed. You said so yourself. Prosecution has to sleep. We're on our way to winning.
There are no certainties. He's got tricks we don't even know about yet. Who could have predicted he'd have that damn diary? And he can be seductive.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh?
You always say, give it a chance, the world's good.
It has to be better than good. Go to bed.
Did you hear that?
A bird.
I don't think so. Here comes Popper.
That sounded like Milo Milo.
Surely not.
I could swear. Are you two planning tactics?
We're done.
Catherine, there's a note for you, by the way, from MacReady. He's dead.
Killed himself?
Yes, how did you know?
I had a feeling.
This letter makes no sense.
The man was deranged. He was the second warrant carrier to go. Too bloody eager to get into heaven.
May I see the note? Something to read in bed. I'm turning in. Night.
There's a lot of venom in the air tonight.
Do you wonder?
Beautiful fireworks. Made me feel like a boy.
I'm sure that was intended. He'd like us all reduced to children.
Now, you really hate him, don't you?
No, not hate. There's certain species that have lived underground for so long, they've lost their senses because they don't need them. Their eyes turn white over generations. Their ears close up. They lose all their skin color, just pale, featureless things that squirm and speak softly in the dark. Would I hate such a thing? No. But I don't want to share a bed with it either.
Well, there's been precious little evidence of interference. You won't convict on it. He's too passive.
They also sin who only stand and wait.
Not according to the law. Now I do hear something.
A harsh wind blows. The sand kicks up. Felix Popper and Catherine Lamb cover their eyes as they squint into the darkness towards the sound of what? Aluminum cans? The devil.
My, such glum faces. Smile. Dawn soon. Another day, another chance to spit on me. I've been to see the Turkana. Have you met them? Extraordinary fellows. Outcasts. We had a lot in common. Too poor to have wives. They live in iron shacks at the top of the lake, naked as babies, and all the time laughing at each other. Every little misfortune, laughing. One fella told me how he'd lost his foot, and you know, he found it so funny. Tears rolling down his face. Oh, I like them deeply. And look what prize they gave me. This necklace.
Verrier and Belial, wet and muddy, choking back glee, stagger on, dragging a large cardboard box.
What's this?
My God.
We think it's Milo Mino, sir.
Difficult to be sure.
He's been taken by a crocodile. These are all the pieces we could find.
Is that his head?
Some of it.
Lesson number one. If we play with the Leviathan, we must expect to be bitten.
Should we bury him?
Not here.
We can't just keep him. The heat.
One of your associates, sir, would they fly him home?
Of course, it's the least we could do. Verrier, see that these pieces are returned to Milo's dear wife.
Yes, sir.
Let's leave the judge and Ms. Lamb to mourn their loss.
Milo may have been foolish enough for it to have been an accident.
But you doubt it.
I doubt it.
I always say, give it a chance. The world's good.
Nothing reminds you more absolutely of your secret crimes than being in court. A terror comes upon you. The finger that accuses might swing around and point at you. One crime's already proved. The vicarious delight taken in other people's misery. Why else are you here in the first place? Well, voyeurs, prepare for the best scenes, the crises, the twists, the breakdowns, and, of course, the final judgment.
Now, this court is now in session. Hey, Mr. Kyle?
The defense calls Isabel Nider?
No, Samuel.
No, is she here?
I don't want to see her.
Your client seems distressed, Mr. Kyle.
Just a moment, Your Honor.
Call Isabel Nider.
She will help your case. Just trust me.
You don't know what she'll say.
Isabel Nider walks in, a fierce, bright-eyed woman. She strides up to the devil, just stares at him.
Isabel.
Before turning her back on him, taking a seat in the witness chair.
Your witness, Mr. Kyle.
Are you Isabel Nider?
Of course.
You were a resident in Lucerne in 1505?
Why is there another corpse giving evidence? When are we going to see someone without soil in their hair?
Your Honor, this witness is no stranger to courtrooms, dead or alive. You were tried as a witch, am I right?
Never tried.
True. Never tried.
I was saved from the trial.
And is your savior in court?
Of course. There. That's him.
The point's a little redundant, isn't it? The devil saves the life of one of his own. So what?
I was never a witch.
Mm-hmm. You were going to be tried, however.
We'd been in prison God knows how long. They pricked us, cut us, filled us with water.
And had you all answered their questions?
Would you, hanging by your thumbs? Barbara had accused her husband, but Therese was worse. She'd fingered her whole family. They'd all been arrested as devil worshippers. They even exorcised the family dog, then burnt the mud alive. Imagine, burning a dog as a witch. Oh, they were strange times.
A hot and dank prison cell, where the choking fumes of blood, sweat, and urine provide a cheap substitute for air. There's no light here, except for the paper-thin slivers, the beams that come from the cracks above and below the bolted door. Just enough to remind the three that there is an outside world, that there is day.
We were like sick people who had grown used to our tumors. We no longer thought we suffered because we'd forgotten what it was like to be without suffering.
You confessed a long while today, sweet.
They poured water in my ears.
But you've got no family left to accuse.
Let her alone.
I just want to know who she found to accuse. You didn't accuse me, did you, sweet Therese?
It must be May now. If we could only smell the flowers.
You did. You told them something about me.
Did you?
No.
What then?
She accused her grandparents.
Her grandparents are dead.
They'll dig them up and burn them.
Is nothing sacred?
There's only one safe place to be. In the air.
And how do I get into the air?
Ash.
Oh, God in heaven! You can smile, Isabel. They don't bruise you, do they? Because you give them what they want.
What? A squeeze? A tit to suckle? Oh, yes. They can have that.
If they touch me, I scream.
We hear you, dearest.
Even when we tell them what they want to hear, they beat us.
Because they enjoy it.
They don't beat you.
I give them a pleasure greater than beating. I tell them what the devil looks like, how he comes to me, what he does to me.
You shouldn't say that.
Why not?
Because the evil one hears us.
I hope he does.
Isabel?
I hope he's listening now.
Oh, God, no. Christ be with me, Christ be within me, Christ before me, Christ
listen
before me, Christ
to her. She's decimated her family and she prays like a virgin. Another night.
That's a man.
I don't want to hear.
Shut it out, then. Cover your ears.
I recognize the voice. It's the charcoal burner. I saw him brought in today. I'm going to go mad if he screams all night.
I remember him. He used to wash at the stream in the middle of town. Strip off shameless and wash all the grime off. He'd pour a jug of water over his head and the dirt would run off his back and down his legs till he was pink as a baby.
He stopped.
He was bound to be broken. Too good looking by half. Therese, he's stopped. You can come out now. She's asleep.
Bitch.
Hush now.
Tomorrow I'll recant.
You'll break your fingers.
Let them.
Tell them a story like I do.
About what?
The synagogue of Satan, the Sabbath.
What makes you such an expert? Have you been to one?
You stupid cow. There is no Sabbath except in their heads. I tell them we eat babies, drink piss. I tell them we watch corpses raked by dogs. We crap on the host. I tell them a goat with a prick of hot iron comes out from the trees and we all kiss its rump by the light of living children buried in excrement up to their necks with their heads on fire. And they believe it. Every word. They cross themselves with every new abomination and thank the Lord for bringing this poor monster into the light of his redemption.
And they never torture you?
What for? They have trouble stopping me.
You'll be damned.
I already am.
Why?
They've made me into what they accuse me of. Every night I burn seven hairs and pray. Pray to Satan. Pray he'll fill me up with new fictions. Pray he'll come for me.
Come here?
And take me away into the air.
You bitch! You've damned us all!
There's someone on the roof.
What are you talking about?
I saw it.
You were dreaming.
So black, the moon went out. Oh, God!
Our Father,
who wert in heaven, unhallowed be thy name.
Shut up!
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in hell.
Oh God, he's coming!
I knew you'd come.
This isn't the devil. Ha! You've been duped. Look at him. He's an actor or a dressmaker. Those fancy clothes and a tie.
There are some casualties in the next room. I hope they are to your satisfaction.
The eyes?
Squeezed out.
And the privates?
Torn off, testicle by testicle.
Oh, who have you killed?
Go look for yourself.
No, thank you.
The priests, our torturers.
God knows they scarcely deserved it. Men of integrity in their way. But you asked, Isabel.
You are the devil.
Yes, Therese, I am the devil for my sins. I'm sorry not to be running around as a goat feeding on boiled boys, but she's the mother of those inventions, not me. And I adore her for it. But I prefer the human form, and nice clothes, a nice professional look. Now, Therese, Barbara, the door is open. Please go.
There's somebody in the hall.
A young man they were trying to mutilate. A charcoal burner. He's catching his breath.
If we go, are we damned?
Why?
You freed us. Maybe our souls are forfeit.
God understands. It's your mothers, fathers, sisters, and cousins who won't forgive you.
Isabel, are you coming?
Don't look for me in heaven.
God have mercy. Come on, Therese.
I should have killed her for that.
Was it burning hair that brought you, or the praise?
Oh, your testimonies brought me. Your descriptions are already notorious. You have set the seal on a history of infernal Sabbaths.
It was you who put the thoughts in me.
Oh, you're too modest. This was yours, every word. I've simply come to pay my loving respects and take you with me.
Suppose I don't choose to go.
Oh, what perversity.
That's why I prayed to you, out of perversity.
Don't I frighten you?
There's nothing you can do I haven't already imagined.
Good. Then you can teach me to remember myself. I need your guidance.
Can you elevate me?
Queen? Pope?
No. In the air.
Of course.
Then take me up.
Why?
Just take me up, will you?
The devil gently pinches the nape of Isabel's neck.
Count to three.
You count.
The walls of the prison fall away in a wash of starlight as they take a single step up into the night.
Two.
To a dizzying height above the city.
Three.
And stoop on the air like hawks.
There. Happy?
Wrap me up. I'm cold. Hold excrement. We both know that. Do you have the power to raise storms?
Of course.
Then raise one. Bring it down from the mountains and destroy the city.
Why?
For me. Do you need another reason?
You hate it that much?
Just do it. If you have the power.
I
want every living thing swept away.
Everything?
To the lice on rats. Why are you hesitating?
I am the prince of the world.
Prove it.
Oh, it's arbitrary.
So are princes. Do it.
I'll fetch Belial to do it.
Can't you legislate death yourself?
In my youth, I loved destruction as women love children.
And now? Too old? Too weak?
We have to live in this cell, Isabel. If we crap in the corner, we'll smell it for a lifetime.
I came to you in the last resort, looking for a companion. But you squirm with confusion like all the others.
If you're so wise, teach me.
I'm too tired. Let me go.
What am I alive?
Let me drop, I tell you. No. I'm sick of weakness.
We can kill them another night.
Let me go!
She bites his hand.
Isabel!
She falls like an angel.
Isabel!
And bursts like a bag on the road.
Isabel.
Isabel.
She's dead.
I know.
I see.
It's a pity, really. She was a fierce woman. How do you feel?
No comment.
Why didn't you destroy the city for her?
No comment.
Didn't you love her?
I'll kill you. I'll rip out your bones one by one and feed them to you.
I'm not afraid.
Yes, you are.
A little, perhaps. But I see what you do now. I've been watching. You're only as evil as your victims allow.
Yes, which is why you ought to be screaming in terror.
You say you lost her?
Yes.
He could have kept me with some courage.
But he chose not to destroy the city.
Yes.
It's extraordinary. This creature, that my learned friend here describes as malicious and murderous, will not raise his hand to destroy a city.
The defendant could have raised her from the dead. Why didn't he?
I would have resisted him.
Why?
He was lost, like all of you. I was better dead.
Any further questions, Miss Lamb?
No, Your Honor. She leaves me speechless.
Well, thank you, Miss Snyder. You're dismissed.
Isabel.
I never said goodbye to you. Maybe I thought you'd save me at the last moment. Prove yourself. No?
I can't.
Goodbye.
So what did you do then?
I wandered Europe.
Mm-hmm. You were influential, I believe, at times.
In minor ways.
Such as?
I was Grand Master of the Viennese Lodge of Freemasons for 50 years, doing good works.
You met with magicians. Faust?
A common queer. He seduced a viceroy of mine, Mephistopheles. They live in Rio, I think.
And you dabbled in the arts?
I was, for a time, with the Medicis.
You play the violin?
Not now. Music is all sadness. Except those Turkana drums and whistles. I like those.
So, you went back to hell eventually?
Yes.
Why?
To hide my head.
Is that the entire reason?
Yes.
Didn't you have a new project, a masterpiece of engineering?
Objection! Your Honor, the witness is being led.
I'm not a bull, Kyle. I only go where I want to go. Let her ramble.
You went into hell to challenge God himself. Isn't that correct?
Oh, she's so melodramatic.
Not content to make a parody of the world, you want to copy humanity itself.
I made a doll, if that's what you're driving at.
You confess to it, then.
Confess? There's no guilt here. I'm an engineer. I'd read Descartes, one of his heretical papers, especially the Traite l'Homme. In it, he makes the analogy between the physical body and a machine. The nerves are pipes and so on. I myself had seen beautiful hydraulic automata in the royal gardens of Germany, the work of one Solomon de Caus. To a creature such as myself, rejected by all and sundry, what better solution than to construct a companion of my own? Without will, except my word. 20 years it took me building from the marrow outwards.
Easter.
Yes, I called him Easter, after the resurrection.
And was he perfect?
I thought so, for a time.
And so you took him to show the world?
He was my pride.
You went to Europe?
I was happy for a while. He was the ideal companion. He never said no.
Is he here? Do we get to see the doll?
He's dead, Your Honor.
So what? Half the witnesses have been putrefying.
He's gone, Pauper.
Well, I mean, we can fetch him. The court has the authority.
There's nothing to see. He's destroyed, knucklehead. Gone to itsy-bitsy pieces.
Well, how did that happen?
I intend to go into that.
You've got the instincts of a tapeworm.
The court is entitled to the truth.
Oh, is it?
Are you ashamed?
No. It's simply too painful.
Sir, you do your case no good by obstruction.
I can demand a retrial if...
Damn you.
What do you want me to say? That I murdered it? No. It had no life, so there was no murder. That I destroyed it? Yes, but it was mine to kill.
You went to England?
Yes.
Why?
Why does anyone go to England? Desperation.
Answer the question.
We're here in England, 1799, a yard behind an inn in Doncaster. It's a lovely sunny day, and the crowd has really come out.
There's been a bloody spectacle in England for many years. Spain had the Inquisition. France had its glorious revolution, but England, oh, England, it had the most barbaric, most poetic entertainment of all Europe. It was called prize fighting. Bare-fisted men boxing each other in the ring.
Oh, a left. Oh, and another left of the head. Mendoza drew blood with that one. He's dancing around out there. He's playing with Thomas, laughing at him.
Daniel Mendoza, born near Whitechapel 33 years ago. A small fellow, fiercely bright.
No wonder they call him the Star of Israel. Oh, he lands a strong combination to the body. Thomas staggers against the ropes. He's on his last legs now. An uppercut. Oh, he's down. He's down. Mendoza standing over him, waving his arms.
3, 4, 5.
Mendoza was the first to treat the sport as a science. He was a tactician. Like David, bringing down men half his size again. Martin, the Bath Butcher, they called him, had gone down to Mendoza in 84 at Newmarket. Warren had fallen in 91. That was a rare fight. So much blood. I decided then, seeing that little Jew jubilant with his bloodied fists, that such a rebel, an emblem of natural wit, should be with me. And Jack Easter would bring him to me. I swore it. Tell Mendoza I want to see him.
Are you talking to me?
Jack? Oh, Jack, where did he get to?
Your boy doll?
More of a man. Did you tell Mendoza I want to see him? Would you, please? I won't ask you to kiss me again.
And to think I was looking forward to it.
Oh, here's Jack now. Hello, you big lug. Isn't he a perfect specimen? Would you know this creature from flesh and blood? Speak to the reporter, Jack.
What shall I say?
Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Women.
Where did that spring from?
Well, you built me, you should know.
Show him your teeth. Ivory. And the hair is horsehair, rooted in his copper skull, thread by thread. I did it myself.
Nice work. Oh, here's Mendoza, after all. And his wife.
Daniel.
Do we know each other?
Not yet. My name is Mastern. I came across to see you fight. You really are extraordinary. We have nothing so beautiful in the Low Countries. Just tulips and dikes.
I'm pleased you enjoyed the match.
It's the last Daniel's fighting.
Oh?
He's 33.
But healthy.
I'm tired. I'm very tired.
Would you care for some brandy?
There's no cups.
Perhaps Mrs. Mendoza would fetch some.
Daniel's retired. Do you understand that?
Just a drink.
Cups. Right. But no more fights.
Daniel, I'd like to introduce you to my boy, Jack Easter. He's a fighter, too.
Hello. Can't shake hands, they're bruised. He's a silent type, huh?
He'd quite set his heart on sparring with you.
As my wife says, that was my last match.
The Star of Israel, extinguished so soon.
Your boy could find other opponents.
They're all thugs, with waterlogged brains and gristle noses. Not for Jack.
You don't look like the father of a prize fighter.
He's not my natural son. Besides, it's the sport of gentlemen.
Yeah, well, I was born in Whitechapel.
There's some very fine property in Whitechapel. A match?
No.
I provide the purse.
I'm retired.
You've retired before. I offer 20,000 guineas.
What? 20,000? For a single match? Who are you?
solvency.
One match?
One.
Here in Doncaster?
If you like.
I set the date.
I'm in no hurry.
And the purse to the winner?
Of course.
How fits your boy?
Hit him.
Why is he staring at my hands?
He doesn't like blood.
A boxer doesn't like blood?
He's a novice.
Is he?
Go on. Hit him.
Wow. He's like iron.
Too tough for you?
Oh, I didn't say that.
You'll fight him then?
I'll fight him. Just to put a flicker of life in his eye, I'll fight him. What's that?
A contract.
I can't sign. My hands are too sore.
Your mark will do. A bloody palm.
Here. Hey, let go of me.
Ah.
That hurts.
Perfect, that'll do. Signed and sealed. Ooh, just in time.
Cups, right? What's that?
A contract. Daniel...
Just one fight. 20,000 guineas.
Against my boy here, Jack Easter.
Promise, Daniel, no more prize fighting. And you, how could you? He's too old. He's too exhausted. You'll kill him.
Too late. The contract's signed.
He can break it.
There's a clause, should he rescind. Under the terms of the contract, he's liable...
I'll be there. Angel, don't worry. This boy here is afraid of blood.
You promised.
Drinks, everyone?
Thank you.
Jack?
No.
Afraid of brandy, too?
To a fair and sporting match.
This brandy's tasteless.
So it is.
It's more use to wash in. Why do you look at me like that?
You sneer with every word.
It's the way my mouth's made.
Your eyes are always narrowed.
So?
You remind me of myself.
Then God help you.
It's September, 2 months later. A warm month this year. The yard behind the inn is full of spectators. They've been here since early morning. Among the bloodthirsty throng, members of the nobility. Just a few feet from where I'm standing, the Duke of York, a horse-faced ass, and Mary Ann Clark, his primped and prettified mistress.
Somebody call me?
Hush, Freddy. You're incognito, remember?
Excuse me, do you know where Mendoza is?
I haven't seen him since this morning, sir.
Damn fine, fine. Saw him a spring. You see him? Damn fine. It was education. These younger fighters could learn a thing or two. Footwork, speed. I gave him 5 guineas. I said to him, your boxer and your woman are both worth paying for. One to take a good hammering standing up, the other take the same lying down, eh? Oh, and the Prince of Wales. Georgie? Georgie?
Excuse me, Miss Clark.
Why, yes?
What do you see in him? The Duke of York?
La Dolce Vita.
Oh.
Excuse me. Freddy! Freddy!
Well, there you have it. The nobility and his mistress. And look here, it's Jack Easter, dancing.
Shadow boxing. Free, you want to box with me?
I'm out of shape, but look at you. Not a drop of sweat.
Oh, I never sweat.
Oh. Will you be doing anything special to prepare for the big fight?
No.
Right. What will your tactics be in the ring this afternoon, Jack?
Oh, anything you bring them down.
Anything? Does that include dirty fighting, too? The groin, even?
Well, if necessary, yeah.
Don't you feel sorry for him? He doesn't stand a chance.
Well, I don't bruise and I don't sympathize.
Fascinating. Is there anything else? Any final thoughts? Would you like to say a few words to all the boxing fans out there in space and time?
What?
Didn't think so. Why are you doing this?
If my maker tells me to bring him down, I obey.
So when Mendoza loses, what's he forfeit?
Well, I don't remember.
Going to hell with you, is he?
Could be.
At least he can sweat.
What did you say?
Nothing.
One, two. He's nothing to me. He's nothing.
Jack?
Jack.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The crowd's huge.
Well, I don't care.
Don't break him down too fast.
Uh-huh.
Give him a little sport for their money.
Yeah.
Play with him for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he connects,
yeah,
reel a little. Huh? Give them a few cries of pain. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, all right.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Ooh, right. Is this the challenger? Is he your boy?
He is. Jack, may I present Mary Ann Clark.
Hi, Jack. The Prince of Wales has put money on you.
Oh, he's a wise man.
And ladies and gentlemen, here comes the champion, Daniel Mendoza.
The champion's
the
coming
star
out.
Of
Jack, they may boo you. They don't like upstarts. If they spit, don't spit back. Just ignore it. You break it. Easter, you hear me? Kiss me, boy.
They're calling for your man.
Jack.
Is he ready?
Kiss me. Now, go break him.
And here he comes, the challenger, Jack Easter. We're just moments away, folks. The referee has motioned for the fighters to meet and greet in the middle of the ring.
Now let's have a good match. No kicking or gouging. Shake hands.
You're cold, Easter.
And fight.
Mendoza's got the experience. He's nimble, but he tires more easily than he used to. Not as young as he was. The challenger takes a shot there to the head. Classic Mendoza tactics. In and away before the new boy sees him. Doesn't seem to stir Easter much, though. He looks cool as a cucumber.
Jack.
And here comes Mendoza. And there's
look
another
at me.
And there's
see how he avoids
yes.
my eye.
Hit him again, yes.
Mendoza's wife is quite vicious when she gets going.
Most pacifists are.
Oh, the new boy's taking the blows, but they don't seem to be doing much damage.
Jack's not even fighting back.
I know what he's thinking. He's pitying the Jew.
And there's another
fight. And damn you.
Oh, there it is, folks. The first punch from the challenger. That sent Mendoza reeling back against the ropes. He's staggering and... Oh, and he's
Mendoza's
fallen.
Down.
The crowd's in a frenzy. The champion's down, and he's not going to get up again.
Good boy. Grease is thicker than water, eh?
He tripped, that's all it was.
Never.
Get up, Daniel.
He tripped. That is the opinion of the Duke of York himself. It was a genuine accident. Impossible to tell from this angle.
It's just a matter of time.
Mendoza's on his feet again. The referee is checking him out, and...
End of the first round. Break, please.
Saved by the bell. Or merely delayed.
He tripped me deliberately. What? He wanted to break my neck. You hear me, Dutchman? Maston! I'm talking to your boy. If he fights dirty, you'll get as good as he gives and better. So, you tell him to wash himself, you got me?
The fighters take to their corners to get toweled down. Let's eavesdrop for a moment on the conversation in the challenger's corner between the young Jack Easter and his manager, the Lord Maston.
All right. You did well, boy. Work him up to a good Yiddish fury, eh? Then floor him.
I didn't trip him.
So you say.
I didn't trip him.
Hey, play him along a little while. The crowd's enjoying it.
Yeah. All right.
One move
is
away. Second round. Round two.
Mendoza's eye is swollen.
Everything expands before it pops. You watch.
It's fiercer than ever now.
Daniel's bleeding. Oh, God, Daniel!
The new boys come back with a vengeance.
Easter!
Mendoza, break his palm!
Daniel!
The crowd's going wild!
Just a matter of time. Down, Israel, down. Put him down, boy.
He can't be long now. Mendoza's getting pounded out there. Wait!
Down! Take him down!
The challenger's dropping his defense. What's going on?
He's crying. Damnation, he's crying.
It's true. Jack Easter has dropped his defenses. And he's crying.
No sympathy, Jack. Down. Take him down. Down. Down.
Oh, my. How the tables have turned. Mendoza's taking the advantage. He's giving the kid a hammering. Oh, my God. And the kid's just standing there. This is slaughter.
Fight. Fight.
Kill him, Daniel. Kill him.
Why doesn't the kid fight back? He's reeling like a drunkard.
Israel.
And he's down. He's down. The challenger's on the floor. His eyes are closed. He's not getting up. Keep him there.
Mendoza's won.
A hammering it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner and still a heavyweight champion of the world, Daniel Mendoza. Mastern, Lord Mastern, your boy's just gone down in a sensational defeat. What are your feelings at this moment as his manager? No comment? Daniel, incredible match. Really incredible.
Thanks.
The whole thing suddenly seemed to go your way.
He was crying.
Incredible.
He'll do well, though. He's a strong boy. Plenty of time to improve.
Incredible. Thanks. Mastern, any last words for the folks out there?
Get up, Jack.
I guess not. Well, that's it. Signing off for now, this is...
Get up, you worthless bag of bolts!
Coming to you live from a yard behind an inn in Doncaster, England. Goodbye.
Sentimentalist. To lose your life for a little knot of flesh like that?
You don't frighten me.
I don't intend to.
I'm out of myself.
Out of yourself? Ah! Why, Jack. And here was me thinking there was a ghost in the machine.
Yeah, don't make fun of me.
I made you for my amusement. Allow me to be amused.
It'll hurt you less to listen now than to find out later.
Find out what?
I'm out of myself. Into another world.
Visions now, is it?
I've smelt this world before without my nose. Seen it without my eyes.
Apparently, even your mechanical mind bypasses reason on occasion.
Until now, I never knew how to get there.
And now you do.
I do.
Or perhaps I built my memories of heaven into you.
This isn't your heaven. It's in my substance.
The past, then. Childhood.
I had no childhood, as you well know.
You need an overhaul.
You're afraid.
Inferior engineering.
You're frightened because there's something you haven't taken account of. That makes me dream. That makes me bow my head to little Israel. You'll never be prince of the world. You know that. Because there's a mystery here you can't fathom. And if I dreamt it, who was never in a womb, who had no childhood, how much more certain is it that flesh has it in its head, this nostalgia? Can you explain that, engineer? How is it that an engine, mere mechanics, aches to hold in its works a half-remembered beauty?
Go to the orchard behind the inn. Wait for me there.
Yes, sir.
There can be nothing between us now. You realize that.
Oh, I understand.
No plea for life. Wait. Kiss me. Kiss me, you cog-headed bastard. Kiss me. Damn you. You.
Mastern.
Oh. Excuse me.
Trouble with your boy?
Hello, Daniel.
A fair decision this afternoon, wouldn't you say?
Of course it was fair.
Scrupulous.
Daniel, you won outright.
It was a good match, Israel. Here's my authorization. You may collect the money from my lawyer. He's in Oxford Street, round the corner from Fig's Gaming Yard.
I'll find him.
And the contract?
What about it?
I'd like to keep it. For sentimental reasons.
Well, aren't you wise?
Your boy is sick. You know that.
Not now.
Sick?
In the head.
In the head?
He was at our window last night.
Was he?
Watching us as we prepared for bed. Peeping on us.
Oh, even when we were intimate.
You saw him clearly?
Mrs. Mendoza chanced to look up.
He was at our window, tears pouring down his face.
That's not savory. He's sick in the head.
Then the head must be put right.
The boy's got skill, but his coordination's bad.
Daniel, come on. Let's go.
No bad feeling?
None.
Perhaps a rematch?
I don't think so.
Well, you know it then.
Shall I tell you what I think?
What's that?
I think you're the devil. No, don't say anything. If you are, every word you say is a lie, so I'll never know. Not that I want to know. Good night.
Daniel and Mrs. Mendoza were to die in destitution, of course. But I couldn't take pleasure in that. Not at the same time as what I had to do. I had business to finish. It was business.
Help me! Somebody help me, please! Somebody help me!
Don't shout so loud. Everybody's in bed.
There's been a murder.
Really? Where?
In the orchard. No, don't go. Stay with me.
I need to see. It's my job.
Where's Freddy? Freddy! Freddy! There you are.
The whole house is up.
Take me away.
I'm drunk.
We've got to get back to town before I go crazy.
Is this one of your scenes?
No.
Ophelia or some such?
Christ, no. A murder, Freddy. There's been a murder.
Where?
In the orchard behind the house. It's the boxer.
Mendoza?
The other one. Oh. The younger one.
Mastern's boy.
I saw him from our window. He was just standing amongst the trees.
Well, look on that one.
I waved.
I see.
He didn't see me. I thought he was ill. It was getting dark and he was just standing there. So I went down.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
He was kneeling on the ground, had his shirt off from around his shoulders, all bare.
Forgive us.
I was going to say something, then I saw the Dutchman, Mastern, coming up out of the mist, taking a running step towards the boy with a two-handed hammer. The boy didn't move. He just knelt there. Wide and let the hammer meet his head behind the ears. His neck split, his skull clove in, and sparks of blue fire leapt out. Pieces of his head, his teeth, one of his cheeks flew off towards me, cut my arm. Silver they were, flesh on one side, silver on the other. I saw another blow before I ran. There was no more than a stump at his neck. His head was gone.
Damnedest thing.
Jesus preserve us. Look.
I thought I saw you running off.
Oh, God. Freddy, he's got his head. Do something.
Don't get too close. I'm the Duke of York.
It had to be done.
Beat the fellow's block off?
He betrayed me. You understand. A general like yourself.
Touch perfunctory.
I made him what he was.
Was he to have no trial?
He was my flesh and blood.
Bad show.
He could have been a great fighter. His body was unscratched. It was this.
This?
His brain. What's left of it.
Damnedest thing.
His sentimental, conscience-stricken, nostalgic little mind.
Weak in the head, eh?
Yes.
Out of his misery, then.
You understand.
You brute! Both of you.
Were I a brute, would I mourn?
I hope you burn in hell. Freddy, I'm leaving.
Could I trouble you?
For what?
The clockwork. His brain, you said.
Why not? Here.
Wonderful. Give it to the lady wife. On the mantelpiece or some such. Conversation piece.
I never made a man so happy, so easily.
Pitiful. After this fiasco, did you return to hell?
Yes.
For how long?
I intended to bury myself away forever. In 1812, I married Lilith. We had children.
Well, how many?
To date, 613, all mortal.
Thank God for that.
I wouldn't have my children live like me, Your Honor.
But you haven't stayed in hell, have you?
I made occasional visits to the world, but fewer and fewer.
As you clearly have such deep-seated contempt for us, why do you come out of the earth at all?
It's not easy to completely forget your charges, Ms. Lamb.
So you still consider yourself the prince of the world?
Until I'm delivered back to my father, yes.
These last few decades, you've been more active than ever, surely.
Flying visits.
In Europe and America, we have account after account of appearances. The Pentagon, the Kremlin, a certain bunker in Berlin. This is high-level influence.
There are, thankfully, parties who value my experience.
I put it to you that you emerged at the beginning of this century to wipe out humanity. That since that time you've used every means at your disposal to encourage division and dissent.
You have no evidence of malice from me. Frustrated ambition, perhaps. Resentment, even. But nothing more.
Was it merely frustrated ambition that made you kill your own son?
Not that again. Leave it alone.
Mr. Kyle, please remember that you're the defendant's advocate. You're doing him a disservice.
My apologies to the court and the defendant.
You felt cheated, sir. Isn't that right?
What of?
The world.
I want to be home. Surely you understand that. Even you. Though I heard your mother wouldn't have you at her deathbed.
You felt vengeful.
No.
You wanted us dust because you couldn't have the power over us.
Is that true?
No.
I call your wife.
Lilith. She's here.
Objection. A wife cannot testify against her husband. That's the law.
That's true.
Your Honor, this is no natural husband and wife.
We have children. A hearth.
Too late, dear.
Light of my life.
This is the wife.
I'm not his wife. I'm his concubine. Or I was.
Well, this is still unlawful, I think.
Shut up, little man. I will have my say.
Why are you doing this?
You think that I don't know you? That woman?
Who?
Her!
Jane?
I'm lost.
They look at each other. Are you blind? My husband's been making love to one of his prosecutors for the last 2 days.
There's nothing between us.
Miss Beck, are you in alliance with the defendant?
No.
The wife can't testify. Remove her from the court.
Oh, I demand to be heard.
Will somebody please remove her?
Wait. As the devil's advocate, I move that the wife's testimony be heard. The defense has no objections.
I object.
I'm your lawyer. Sit down.
Kyle, I don't want her giving evidence.
Well, I do. Maybe we need to hear your story from somebody close to you.
She's too cruel. Too petty.
Good, good. She'll humanize you. Make you look a little more human.
Jane, what? Is what Lilith says true?
No, there was a misunderstanding last night, but I'm not in allegiance with him.
Do you want to be?
He's a monster. The devil himself. Of course I want him.
After this, Kyle, I'm dismissing you as my advocate.
Do that. Why did you choose me anyway?
Oh, little man, it's in your blood. Kneeling and kissing me. Kyle, you call yourself, so nobody will know, but I know.
I'm not ashamed.
You're a liar, Kiepenhauer. Your blood's mine, like your father's and your father's father.
Oh, Jesus. Why am I so slow?
So, what does the defense want to do?
The wife testifies. Let's hear her.
Go on, man, before war breaks out.
He was in hell 50 years, and we live together in peace.
Do you know how much you hurt me?
Be quiet!
He was having a boil on his buttock, Lanced.
You remember every little detail.
Silence! The defendant will hold his tongue during the witness's testimony.
Verrier arrived. Poor, deluded Verrier.
Now, Verrier's the victim.
I won't tell you again!
They brought with him a book and news from the world.
What was this book?
By Darwin, The Origin of Species. His Satanic Majesty was most excited.
And the news?
Well, somebody had announced in Europe the death of God.
Friedrich Nietzsche.
The man was crazy, of course. Suspiciously devoted to his mother.
The death of God?
Lucifer was ecstatic. He danced, skipping on the spot, clapping his hands.
But why?
Did you really believe that God was dead?
Of course not. But it was enough that humanity might believe it. Better yet, they discovered their true heritage. I believe in tradition, father to son, back beyond the apes.
He said he had the opportunity now to tread the earth as its master.
And why not? With my experience, I'd be benevolent, rational.
And I said to him, aren't you happy here? And he said, how can I be happy with a race of ambitious nits on my head?
Ambitious nits? Did I say that? The woman has the memory of an elephant and the thighs.
I remember he took hold of Verrier and demanded the obscene kiss.
Stop this woman.
He was smiling. You know, I hadn't seen him smile like that before. Or since.
Shut up. Shut up.
A careful campaign, he said, and we can set the world on fire.
You're a lying bitch.
It's true. You know it's true.
Order! Order!
He said that he'd hold a war.
I swear I'll beat your brains out.
Silence!
You say one more word.
Go on.
He said he'd hold a war, and it would be called the 20th century.
Watch out!
I'll kill you!
Grab him, Kyle.
Let me go!
Stop it. Sit down or you'll ruin everything.
I never said that. Bitch.
You swear those are his words, Lilith.
I swear it.
Thank you. No further questions.
Kyle?
No.
Well, you're dismissed.
You see, Jane, everybody deserts me. I'm alone.
Good night, light of my life.
I shall hold a war to be called the 20th century. With those words, the case for the prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Kyle, your closing argument. Kyle!
That's not my name.
We have no more evidence to offer.
Oh, yes, we do. I've got a piece of evidence I'd like to give to the court. My name isn't Kyle. It's Kiepenauer. My family is German. I've asked myself these last 2 days why I was chosen as the devil's advocate. After all, I'm not the greatest lawyer in the world. Well, it seems subservience to the prince of the world runs in my family. A story my grandfather used to tell, so preposterous nobody believed him, about how he met Lucifer. I would like to tell it now.
Anyway, is this relevant?
Oh, yes. It's relevant, Your Honor. He was a soldier, my grandfather, in Russia, at the end of the war. Just a common private doing common duty. A few weeks before the conflicts ended, he was in a forest near the Russian border when he met a man.
The young soldier, Kiepenauer, walks alone through a dense wood, seemingly lost. The sounds of the fighting close, getting closer. He carries a baby wrapped in a blood and dirt-stained cloth. He sings softly to it. The devil sits beneath a tree, writing in a journal.
What are you doing here? Are you Russian? Huh? There's a curfew.
Sorry.
Now get back to your house. You want your head blown off?
I'm not a local man.
This is forbidden territory.
I'm a historian.
Just keep out of the forest.
What's your name?
Why?
Answer me.
Georg Kiepenauer.
I need some assistance from you.
I've no time. This child.
Dead?
Not quite. I found her amongst... Why am I telling you this?
Could you just direct me to the mass graves? That is where you brought her from.
Yes. They piled them up. Some of them are still breathing.
Oh, there have been atrocities then. I thought I'd finished. But there's no rest for the wicked.
Finished?
I've taken it upon myself these last 3 years to chronicle the names of the casualties in Europe, especially the Jews. I've just come up from Dachau, thinking the work was done, and what do I find? Oof.
Why?
Why what?
Why chronicle the dead?
We've committed genocide. You and I, Germany.
The least we can do is make an account. So, I've been asking the dead their names before they go to dirt.
All's names?
As many as I can find.
You write them down?
Mm-hmm. Here.
Such a small book.
I have a neat hand. Germany, why do you look so unhappy? All the engineers of hell couldn't conceive of this. I am humbled. The teacher taught. You have set the standard for a coming generation.
No. It wasn't me.
Oh, never is, Germany. Why, that's the trick of it. How shall we ever stop it when we can't find the culprit? Owning up to evil takes the courage of an innocent, an unresolvable state of affairs. Do you want to give me the child?
What for?
Aren't you withdrawing? I hear artillery. Close. You don't want to be weighed down.
No. I'll take her.
What's her name?
I don't know.
For the records.
She isn't dead.
Give her to me.
But she's not dead.
A little gestural, isn't it? Looking after a single baby when somebody's laid her whole country to waste. Give her to me. You must save your spotless skin, Georg. No doubt you have a family of your own. Children, grandchildren. Give me the child, and no bullet will touch you.
She's so small.
Dispossessed, Georg. She doesn't want life. She'll only resent you for it. Oh, everything's confusion, isn't it? You don't know which way to turn. But between us, we are the architects of the solution. The world's ending, Georg. This is wise. There's no light to go by. There's only the engine demanding ceaselessly, ceaselessly demanding to continue. Relinquish the might. No harm. Let her go. There. That's it. So precious. Which way are the graves?
Back across the pass, to your left, 200 yards.
Thank you. You have my deepest respect and admiration. I'll always remember you. Please excuse me. I must take her into history.
I let her go. To my shame, I let him take the living child and bury her. Oh, criminals I've known. Always apparent. Brutal men. I've showered with them. They were flesh enough. But this bland evil, so reasonable, so understanding. I never knew it. But it's the devil himself.
The devil himself. You. That's why you chose me, isn't it? Because I was the son of a man who'd served you. And you believe in history, in what's in the blood, in the great squalid tradition.
Is this the evidence?
What more do you want?
Lamb?
What more can I add, Your Honor?
What more indeed? Shall we move on to the summing up?
I refuse.
Come on, we're so close to having this over and done with.
I call for a retrial. I've gone along with this farce, and I shouldn't have. He's a murderer. I know it. He's a rapist. He's responsible for more crimes than you'll see in 1,000 trials.
Please, Kyle.
Kiepenhauer, if you please.
No retrial. My heart wouldn't bear it.
A recess, at least, Your Honor.
No, let's get to the finishing arguments.
A recess would give us time to talk, Kate.
About what?
A recess makes sense, but just a couple of minutes. I want us gone before dark. These crocodiles.
Why did you move for recess?
We've been so stupid.
We should have pressed the home advantage while we had it.
MacReady left a message for us.
I know, I read it. You were there. It was babble.
You read the words, not the sense.
Don't be so damn cryptic, Jane.
Sleep, remember? He told us he counted sheep going through the gates of heaven so he could get to sleep. When he came back from heaven, he hadn't slept. No more sheep, he said. Why? No shepherd, he said. Why?
My lord.
Chomsky's dead too, remember? Slit his own throat?
No sheep. No Shepard.
We have to tell Popper. Kyle's right. The trial's void.
No.
But the whole point...
The devil wants to return to heaven. Let him go.
Catherine, the whole trial's nonsense.
We have to lose. Give him the victory and lock him away forever.
Kate, that's not fair.
Is he fair?
You're no better than him if you trick him.
So Lilith was telling the truth.
Doesn't he fascinate you?
He repulses me.
You're being simple-minded.
And you're behaving like an adolescent. God, if you want a father figure, take Popper.
Damn Popper! Damn you! Damn all of you!
He's got to you, hasn't he?
Words are all you've got against him.
More's the pity.
He's more than words.
Yes, he is. I said to Popper last night, he was like something you find under a rock. A soft voice that speaks to you in the dark. Well, he's not even that. He's a vacuum. He belongs where there's nothing. Nothing to nothing.
I can tell Popper.
Jane, no. I want him brought down.
Find anyone else. Go someplace else.
All right. Attention, please. Mr. Kyle refused to continue as the devil's advocate. I have no choice but to call for a retrial.
Unless the defendant wants to act as his own advocate. We're so close to being done.
Would you be happy with that, Lamb?
I'm not obstructive, and it would save the necessity of another trial.
And the defendant?
I've never been very persuasive, but I'll try my best.
Well, very well. This court is in session. Summaries, if you please, the case for the defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, as well you know, denial is never as easy as assertion. To say no to the mirage is difficult when one is thirsty, though to say yes will only prolong the agony. You're thirsty for a victim, and in this deluding heat I look like your man. Someone to hang your bad meat from and say, that's the one, he's the cause. Now, I'm not spotless. I've been hungry. I've fed on power a little, flesh a little, drunk down on happiness because it matched my mood. But ask yourself, is any crime deserving of 10,000 years of suffocation? You can give me air, which is joy. Don't envy it me. Put me back in heaven, as justice demands, or I will rage against confinement and thrash in my pit until I bring down the world on my head. That's all.
Most eloquent. The prosecution...
First, Your Honor, I'd like to say that Mr. Kyle's desertion leaves me aghast.
Forget Kyle.
I can't. I see his betrayal as the last of many described to us over the last 2 days. This creature came to us with a reputation so foul that his name stood for depravity. But what have we found when we look a little closer? That time and again he is cheated by those he trusts, rejected by those he loves, and far from being the great manipulator, he's limped from one mincing failure to the next, crippled, loveless, and defeated.
I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Is this your influence, Jane?
No. Can we convict him? Any more than we can kick a dog with its bowels out, dying in a gutter? Look at him. Wounded. And out of his season. Doesn't he look, in his confusion, in his cowardice, and in the profundity of his misery, a little like us? Let him go to heaven and never come back.
Oh, this is most unorthodox. The devil's advocate starts giving us his family history. The prosecutor decides she's got it all wrong. It's bewildering. Jury members, wherever you are out there, somebody's watching me, so it's either you or the crocodiles. Let me point out that the rules of this court allow for no debate. Vote guilty or not guilty. The majority carries the day. Simple as that. If you want a little guidance for what it's worth, let me say this. He's a mixed bag. So are we all, even the best of us. I don't think we can doubt that he's done harm. Perhaps terrible, terrible harm. But he's also been cheated and betrayed. The question is, does he deserve paradise? Do any of us, come to think of it? It's curious, watching him these couple of days, hearing the stories, to find a fallen angel so like ourselves. I don't find that very comforting, personally. I would have liked a little less humanity in him. But the similarity is no reason to punish him. Is it? My head hurts.
The jury. Somewhere near or far, invisible to the eyes of man, nod at one another, smile and glare at one another, malicious and understanding in their looks, vengeful and forgiving in their thoughts. They exchange silent arguments, shouts and whispers through space and time, as they decide the devil's fate.
Enough! Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes, Your Honor, they have.
Is the court assembled?
Yes, Your Honor.
Will the court rise? Read the decision.
In respect of the trial of Lucifer, also called Old Nick, also called the Evil One...
Never mind the also calls, just get to the finale.
The jury finds the defendant not guilty.
Thank God.
There is justice.
Why did you defend him?
We all have our reasons.
The defendant is now bound under the rules of this assembly to return into heaven permanently. Do you agree to this?
Of course, I wouldn't overstay my welcome. It's not polite.
And do you swear never to return to earth?
Oh, I swear.
An oath isn't sufficient.
If, having left us, he attempts a permanent return, his existence is forfeit. You understand that?
Yes, I understand perfectly.
Kate, he's got what he wanted. Why weren't you swayed by the evidence?
No comment.
This court is dismissed. We can all go home.
Thank you all, and goodbye, my dear Jane, my prosecutor Catherine. Thank you. Even you, Kiepenauer. Hey, Lucifer loves you. Remember that.
I suppose we go home by truck, huh? No flying?
I think the miracles are over for today.
Then we should hurry. Kyle?
I'll organize the loading of the trucks.
Yes.
Popper, my very best to your grandchildren, especially Oscar. He's quite a boy. You should look in on him one night. Surprise him. For a 12-year-old, he's got a way with a book of matches. And you, Kate, so sorry to have ruined your career. If you weren't a lesbian, I'd suggest motherhood.
Last laughs to come, Old Nick.
Oh, and Jane, your mind's closed. What are you thinking?
Nothing.
You're struggling to keep something from me.
No.
A declaration?
A minute here is a minute of neglected joy. Why don't you go?
Oh, at least a kiss.
Your Majesty.
Oh, live a short life, Jane. Come to me soon. Yes, very late.
The hosts are assembled below us, Lord. Principalities and dominions.
Oh, are they really?
Are we ready to go?
No, Verrier. We shall not be going.
What?
Does a triumphant son return to the city of God trailing 200 scabs? Would you wish that on me? I go alone.
Please.
Good night. You see me in power, in glory.
Come back. We won't be cheated. Come back.
I warned you.
He left us here. He left us here. Even me. Oh, God. At least he could have put me out of my misery.
Prepare yourself, Verrier. The story isn't quite finished. Give me the protection I'm going to need, and you may get the death you want.
What protection do you need? Against what?
I've tricked him, Verrier.
How? Is he out of heaven?
No. He's in heaven.
What's that noise?
A small crowd, Felix Popper, Jane Beck, and Sam Kyle, join Catherine Lamb and Verrier. They gather round, or cower, as heaven boils over. The devil screaming in anger, in betrayal.
Kate, you'll kill us all!
Verrier is here.
Will somebody tell me what's going on?
Lucifer wants a word with me, I think.
Oh my God, there's something coming out of the cloud.
Christ, help us!
There's nowhere to hide.
I'll kill you, you vomiting, crab-infested bitch. You turd face, pus mouth, putrid scum sucker!
No! Get off me! Help! Someone help me! Verrier! Verrier, grab him!
Verrier jumps on the pile, on the devil's back, attempting to wrestle him from Catherine Lamb, suffocating at the bottom.
I'm too hot for you, Verrier. I'm burning. Let me go, or you burn too. I want this bitch.
Why haven't you gone?
You bound to heaven.
No.
Or you forfeit your life.
She's cheated me.
You have to go back.
Let me go, Verrier. I'm too hot to hold.
Go back where you belong, Satan.
You knew. Didn't you?
Knew what? Yes, I knew. MacReady told me.
You what? What did she know?
The city of God's empty. You hear me? Let me go, Verrier. She's put me in heaven, locked me away forever, and it's empty. That's why your miserable warrant carriers slit their Christian throats. God has gone. I'm alone. Loose, or I burn you up.
You've killed him.
It's what he wanted. You can't help yourself now, Lucifer. Giving gifts. You want to kill me too? I don't mind so much.
The others will come with me, at least. Hero?
Beelzebub? Belial? Do you hear me? Angels, come with me.
I didn't mean what I said. Come with me!
A deafening rush. I would go if I were you. They're not going to listen. And if you stay here, you may be hanged by the neck.
I'll find some way to pain you. And it will be terrible.
Your hand doesn't reach that far. Take another step and you'll be wiped out.
I'm not defeated. I'm strong. You can't throw me away.
You have to go.
I'm going too.
Jane?
Are you crazy, woman?
I want his company, and he needs mine.
But this is forever. Locked in heaven. With that.
Don't touch him. He burned Verrier.
Jane, stop.
Look. See? He's cold. It's all relative. I see that now.
Let them send me away, Jane. You all need me for justification. What will you tell your children to keep them quiet? What will you hang your crimes on? There's no harm in me. No harm in all the world.
Come. Let's go.
Hand in hand, the devil and Jane Beck ascend into heaven.
I've got to go back to the courts next Monday. divorce cases, mostly.
I'm not sure what she did was strictly lawful, you know. He may have grounds for another appeal.
Shh. The point is, it was just.
Yeah, well, you're so old-fashioned, Kyle. I like that.
Felix Popper and Sam Kyle return to the trucks to pack for the long trek home. Catherine? She's gone, Catherine. Are you upset?
Real hurts go so deep you don't feel them for a while. Ask me in a week. I hope she's satisfied.
Are you finished?
Finished.
History always begins with a cry and ends...
Wait! What are you saying?
It's the wrap-up.
Ends? History doesn't just end.
Well, I have to say something. I have to have a close.
It doesn't end.
What should I say, then?
Whatever you like. You won't be shot for it.
Well, I can't think. Wait. Maybe history doesn't end. Maybe we go on. Sometimes this, sometimes that. What can I say? In 1 month, cold so your skin shrinks. In another month, fields of risen colour. Water meadows filled with sky. New birds. On and on. World without end.
Clive Barker's The History of the Devil was adapted for audio by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci, and Foley sound effects by Sue Zizza and David Shin. Clive Barker's The History of the Devil starred Dylan Baker as the Devil, with Ashley Albert as Pia Shin and Lilith, Catherine Borowitz as Catherine Lamb and Therese, Tracy Godfrey as Nancy Kyle and Polixene, Merwin Goldsmith as Verrier and Jack Easter, J.R. Horn as Judge Felix Popper, Tim Jerome as Jesus Christ, Daniel Mendoza and Kuypenhauer, Simon Jones as the reporter, Rebecca Nice as Ula Shim and Isabel Nider, April Ortiz as Yapshi Kanishka, Alette and Mrs. Mendoza, Dick Rodstein as Belial and Nicholas Vidal, Jen Sprague as Jane Beck and Barbara, Nick Wyman as Callimachus and the Duke of York, George Czar as Milo Milo, and Chip Zion as Samuel Kyle. Clive Barker's The History of the Devil was produced and directed by Brian Smith. Assistant director was George Czar. This has been a production of the Sci-Fi Channel's Seeing Ear Theater.
Copyright Phoenix Audio 2006.